time for another fabulous episode of
The Don and Mike Show.
And today we shall witness an earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Oh, who are you guys with? NBC, CBS?
Radio God.
You gave up jobs with security for show business?
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show to do.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. Any contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret sound. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron. The Don and Mike Show. It's another Don and Mike Las Vegas style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. Here's our staff announcer to tell you more.
Hi, I'm Pete Johnson, the wacky engineer from the Don and Mike Show. You like breasts? How about some nice cooter? Would you get a flash looking at some gash? And join Don and Mike in their Las Vegas style show. And it's this Friday night at the Fable State Theater in Portland, Maine. You gotta be 21 to get in. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Like TNA, like DMV, come to the show. Condoms optional. For the Don and Mike Show, I'm Pete Johnson.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show.
Now go F yourself.
Don't miss it.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
No, I don't mean it, but a little easy.
You're listening to a test of the emergency retard system.
This has been an actual emergency.
A retard will come up to you and say, please.
The Don and Mike Show.
For all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene, hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer. Okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right. Go fix yourself, pimple ass.
That's right.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Or you don't know to fill a book.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Next to Karen.
Yes?
He's my favorite carpenter. Ah. Here he is, son of God. Philip Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Phil sends a message only to Mike.
just a message just for Mike, all right.
Yeah, he said it came out of the cushion. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. F. the Duck and all the ships at sea. Hey, stay tuned and hear them bump slam. It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody, to a brand new friend. Fresh episode of the Don and Mike Show on
Wednesday,
May 9th. We have some stuff to get through right up front. Cool, every day I've got stuff for us to get through right up front. But before we do, I guess we should talk about the contest, which is tomorrow.
The What Would You Do contest. What can you do? What will you do?
The talent show contest, which will be our first ever webcast. We were testing the equipment moments ago before the show with great shots of the inside of Mike's mouth and Mike's belly and Mike feeling himself up.
We were testing it much like they would have tested like Polaroid cameras on certain people that had never seen civilization before.
That would be you. You would be that person.
You know, I like a toy.
I know you do.
Nobody likes a toy better than I do. I'm a little self-conscious, though, with that thing in here. You know, that thing with that. Well, it's not pointed at me now.
No, it's just pointed at the wall right now.
Good.
We will have the entire show, at least the part where the people come in to do their talent, on the web tomorrow. You'll be able to check it out. I think, Mike, what are you doing? See this? This is why I told him it was a problem.
Uh-huh.
To test the webcam today. We should just do the test in tomorrow's show. Apparently, it's not absolutely streaming video. It'll be, what did he say, a new picture every 5 seconds?
Yeah, which is not unusual on the web. It's an update every 5 seconds, which will give people a feel for what's going on. You're certainly going to be able to see the people that are participating in the different things in the studio.
That's tomorrow, and here's the lineup we have thus far. And, of course, we need more.
We need lots more.
For tomorrow's first ever webcast talent show, the What Can You Do show, for the free laser eye surgery from Winton Laser Eye Associates.
Right.
We got a guy who's going to come down and eat 12 live worms. A naked girl who can just cross her legs and give herself a 30-minute orgasm.
Yeah.
A guy who's going to be shot by a potato gun.
Very dangerous.
Naked girl is going to shoot a potato gun at this guy.
Cool. Yep.
We got another girl, naked, I'm guessing. Of course, she can put her legs behind her head and lick her nipples.
Wow.
Ooh. Another girl who is going to take her top off, and she can make her boobs actually dance in time to music.
That's going
to
be very exciting.
And then a guy who can throw up on command. And here is Lisa, Braless Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. A guy stopped by to sign up. I didn't get a chance to tell you. He just left. He is going to paint a picture for us with his penis.
I mean, he's going to dip his penis in paint?
I guess so. Colette talked to him. He was here, and she just brought back his name and phone number and all that stuff.
Ew!
This is Picasso penis.
Ew!
I guess it would be penis Picasso, since his name is Pablo Picasso. All right, I'll write that one down. Penis Picasso.
Hey, then we'll have something to give away.
That's right, the artwork.
Yeah, we'll give away the Picasso penis.
And we are, of course, looking for new and great acts, new undiscovered talent to win this prize tomorrow worth $5,000. So call Lisa. She's standing by at 877-365-3636 with your talent, your oddity, whatever it is you can do.
Please do.
Speaking of Lisa, we got a nice letter today, a note from her mom.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Rob, did you ask your mommy if she'd come on the show today?
Yes, she really, really won't.
She really, really won't.
I worked on her, and she said she'd be mortified. But she sends her best to you guys.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, tell Sharon we said thanks for nothing.
I will.
And, Buzz, did you ask your mommy?
My stepmom sends her regards also, but respectfully declines the invitation.
Well, it's just amazing to me that a woman of my mom's advanced age, you know, went on the air with us yesterday, and the spring chicken moms over
here. Hey, you know, my mother-in-law is, frankly, she's running in a race with your mother towards the finish line.
Oh,
I mean, she's, you know.
Yes, this is
she's
true.
She's close.
She's, what, 75?
Yeah.
76, maybe?
76, yeah.
76?
So she's close behind. Meanwhile, you know, Ma Burbank and Ma Spiewak, for goodness sakes.
Maybe that's their trouble. They're too young.
Relatively young. All right, well, don't worry about letting us down.
I called my mom on the way home last night, and she said, you know, I really don't like that. I said, yeah, Mom, and we really, you know, I appreciate you coming on. She's like, yeah, was I okay?
Yeah, see, there's always that little theater in her.
Right.
Always that
You're
tiny,
right.
Was I okay? Well, sure, she's got the theater in her blood. She dressed up like JonBenet when you were a kid.
Yes, she did. And did you watch any of that last night?
The
Intruder Theory?
The Katie Couric special on JonBenet?
The Intruder Theory that my wife made me watch last night? I get wigged out watching that. I really do. I don't like watching that because I've got two daughters, and it just creeps me out completely. And then they had this guy, this detective on last night, who was talking all about his intruder theory, but you know where he lost me?
Where?
He said what many of our listeners say when he said, so I seen it. I seen this window open.
Did he say, and what not, and what for?
He said it twice, and maybe more than that, but when
he was seen it.
Wow. I seen it open. And I'm like, all of a sudden, all the credibility kind of went out the window with this
guy.
That's
bad. Yeah, we had it on for a second last night. Frida had it on for a second. But, you know, I'm so
desensitized to the whole JonBenet thing now. It's like, well, who is this? Well, the parents did it. Of course the parents did it. We said, no, the point of the show is that Katie Couric's got some other guy who says somebody else did it.
Right. Well, there's only one thing in there that I thought was, relatively significant evidence, and that's that they showed the marks. They showed stun gun marks, which this doctor said they could only be caused with a stun gun. But at the end of that, I said, well, what about the parents maybe having a stun gun that they kept around for,
that's not
torture?
That's not the case. Listen, frankly, I'm bored with the JonBenet story. Sorry, I'm bored. It's 5 years old. I'm more interested in the Robert Blake case.
That would have been a fresh one.
And all I'm getting now is that Robert Blake's private investigator says a strange man started showing up in front of Robert Blake's house about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Convenient.
Yeah, after the fact now, the investigator says, incidentally, if you're in Los Angeles, watch for this man. This is a profile, but be easy to pick him out in L.A. In his early 20s with a crew cut.
Right.
The man watched Robert Blake's house from a black four-door pickup truck. Wow. That's what the Robert Blake's investigator is now saying.
Interesting.
That narrows it down.
Right. That they think they know the guy. They name the name.
Rob Spiewak.
No. Hi, I'm looking at you, Robert Blake.
It's not Rob Spiewak.
What'd they get out of the trash? Did they reveal what they got out of the trash yet?
I don't think so. Have
no
buzz?
No, they haven't. The only thing the police have said today is that they're not happy with Robert Blake's lawyer for saying all this stuff. They want Robert Blake's lawyer to shut up.
Right. We got this note from Lisa's mom, who was on the show yesterday. Dear Donna Mike, it was nice meeting you yesterday. A little disconcerting, but nonetheless nice. I appreciated your kind remarks about Lisa, and I'm glad she's doing such a good job. It's always a pleasure receiving compliments about your children, but coming directly from you made it more special. It was a great Mother's Day gift. See, Buzz, we could turn this around for
you. I could have had a note like that.
Thanks from one very proud mom, Lisa's mom, Lynn. P.S., that's my baby.
My mom wrote a note also, Don, that I brought with me right here.
What does it say? From your mom?
Here it is. You incredible bastards. Don't ever call me again. Wow. How dare you disrupt the life of an 81-year-old woman. Die, both of you. I include you, my son. Bastard.
Wow. And here's what I have from my mother-in-law.
What did your mother-in-law write?
What'd she say?
Dear Don and Mike. Bob on.
Go Bob.
Go Bob. On my knob. Ass wipe.
Ass munch.
Ass munch. Excuse me. Eat my bung. Smell my hog. Tickle the Duke. Ass wipe.
Oh,
go after yourself.
Wow.
Love. Big Frida.
The preceding notes were fictitious.
Right. Except the one from Lisa's mom.
Right. That was real.
That was nice. A real one. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. I would love to enter a contest.
Oh, the content, the talent show, yes.
Yes.
Honey, yes, hi. Well, hold on. It says on the screen you're calling from Rochester, New York.
Yes, I could maybe make it down there. We have two flights.
Yeah, but I don't think we have a Valium chugging category, do we?
Well, what is your talent? What would you like to do on the show tomorrow?
I would love to suck Mike's toes because they're so clean and so sexy.
Wow. She would love to suck your toes, Mike.
I don't think my wife would allow that. I don't think she, Boy, I tell you, I paused for a second there because the idea of it.
Sure.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
All right, goodbye, honey.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
You just have to fantasize about sucking the world's toes.
I will always fantasize about Mike's toes.
Beautiful toes.
Jesus.
And I'll tell you, they're in their summer shape right now, okay?
Oh,
they are ready.
Summer-shaped toes.
Ready for sandals.
Oh. Oh, baby.
Not mine. Mine are ready for hard shoes. Ready for hard shoes at the beach because I got that one rotten toenail.
Would anyone like to see my feet?
No.
No. We need Mike's feet.
Would you like to see them? I could look them up. They're really in great shape.
Tomorrow, do it on the webcast.
Oh, good. Good, good.
Show your feet on the web tomorrow.
I'll prep them.
Okay.
I'll prep them even more than they're prepped, even though I attend to them almost on a weekly basis.
Yes. Go get the pedicure and I'll.
Oh, no need.
Tomorrow.
No need for a pedicure. I do my own maintenance.
Yes, tomorrow you will be able to J-O yourself, ma'am. If you're near the internet, you'll be able to see Mike's feet on the web.
You know what I just remembered? I shortcut one of my toenails, actually. I was trimming them.
Oops.
And you ever shortcut a toenail?
Oh, heaven forbid.
Oh, my God. Oh, I never have because I'm usually very, very careful. And I looked away for a second and I chopped chopped into the skin on one of my, I think my second toe in. I think my eighth toe in on the right foot.
But you gross. You want to see gross. I got that one toenail that just keeps coming off.
How are you doing with that? I mean, have you have you just chucked the idea of, like, really spending the money,
that
big money for, why?
Because it's embarrassing, and now
it's embarrassing, but it's more embarrassing to have the bad toe.
No, well, like right now, as a matter of fact, last night I was clipping my toenails, and when I went to clip the big one on my right foot, just the whole nail comes off.
Wow.
So it's just, it looks like my big toe on my right foot looks like the back of my thumb.
Really?
It's just all skin.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
It comes clean off.
That's scary.
Clean off.
You know, you really should maintain it, because I was watching the Ripley's program on CBS, and a guy lost his fingers, and they actually moved his toes to his hands. And if you're ever in that situation, you're going to want those nails to be in shape.
God damn.
Wow.
Don't want to be looked at as a freak.
All right, well, listen, honey, you'll be able to get your jerk on tomorrow. Michael, show his feet on the webcast.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, thank you, honey.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Great, thanks.
I have a talent, but I also have a question for you guys.
All right, well, first, what's your talent?
Well, my talent is I can pop my wrist bone out.
You're double jointed?
No, it's not double jointed. It's I had an accident. I was in a car accident.
Uh-huh.
And ever since then, I mean, it's not broken or anything anymore, but ever since then, I could pop my bone out of my joint.
So you basically can dislocate your wrist?
Kind of. The bone just pops out of the
Is that something we want to see?
Well, too much in the explanation.
It pops out like a top.
Kind of, sort of.
Like,
how are you going to compete with a guy who can throw up on command?
It
a guy
pops
who's
out
gonna,
like a top.
How are you going to compete with a guy who can paint with his penis? A girl
pops out like a top.
What does pop out like a top
a girl
mean?
Who can move her boobs to music?
What do you mean?
What does it mean when you say pops out like a top?
It just pops. Like you can hear a popping sound like a pop, pop, pop.
Oh,
pop, pop,
all right.
Pop, 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 pop.
No, goodbye.
Pop, pop, pop.
Goodbye. That was an inadvertent bing.
That was wrong.
No. That was right.
There you go.
Yeah, goodbye. Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. I think you're...
Hello.
Don, you've been a little grumpy toward Mike lately.
How have I been grumpy towards Mike lately?
You're just grumpy. The whole wrestling thing and from
the whole
on,
the whole what?
Wrestling?
The whole wrestling.
The gash in the head, the documentary.
Hey, it was not being grumpy. We were just disagreeing.
No.
I know, but ever since then, I've sensed some tension.
Honey, God. Honey, please. What tension have you sensed?
You're a little grumpy.
I'm a little grumpy.
Yes.
I'm normal, and
you're grumpy.
How long have you listened to the show?
Oh, I don't know. A few years.
A few years. Have you always known me to be a bastion of happiness?
Yeah. Especially, I love Monday because you talk about
I hear a youngster. I hear a youngster there.
Yes, Mike. It is my little guy.
Yes, Mike. It is my little guy.
I heard
you
that.
You are so funny.
I heard that because I'm normal.
Not me.
I heard the baby. I'm like grumpy over here.
Not me.
No.
Grumpy old man.
Don is grumpy.
honey, listen, for my money, you know, I'm on top of the world. I'm feeling great.
Okay.
There is nothing between Mike and I, however.
Well, we want to make sure because, you know, you we're afraid you might break up or something.
Break up? What? You know, read much into the show? You know, maybe you should take a break from listening. You think we're going to break up because we had an argument over whether Mick Foley actually cut his head open?
Well, that and you haven't been as nice as usual.
Give me an example, because I'm normally not very nice.
No.
Give me an example.
I can't think of any right.
Oh, shut up, Mike. Look at me like that. Well, see, now you can't call in and accuse me of something and then not back it up.
Yeah.
Just sensed it. It's just been a sense. There's an impatience.
I can't keep a straight face. I'm looking at him. Man, I wish this was television. I really, because I'm giving that down like, you know.
Yeah, right.
This lady doesn't understand. I think we have an understanding of it around the studio.
Right.
Don hits us because he loves us.
Yes, well,
it is tough love.
It is. And also
tough
love. You don't listen.
I know.
Okay.
You just won't listen.
If you didn't hit us, it meant you didn't care.
Right. All right, honey, listen. You're reading too much into it.
Anyone as good to Bart as you are would not be so mean to Mike.
You know, Dom was telling a story about me the other night when we were out at a bar, and I had two black eyes.
Right.
And Dom was joking about me. He said, why does Mike have two black eyes? He said, well, he didn't listen the first two times. There you go.
How about you said it again.
Probably blew it, too, didn't I?
Yeah.
Didn't I put it like every joke I've ever tried to tell?
But now tell me again. How have I not been nice to Mike?
No examples. I have no...
Well, then you have no basis in saying that.
I know. I just am worried. I'm glad to hear you're in love.
I'm in love.
You're in love.
With who? With Mike?
With Mike.
I have a theory that this woman may be a regular troublemaking caller.
No, I don't think so. I just think she's a nutty house girl.
Confused.
I think so.
I don't know. I think I recognize her voice.
Honey, don't worry. But besides, listen, the thing with Mick Foley is going to be settled tomorrow when he calls in.
Do you hear me on the phone?
Yes, he will be
on the phone.
Bring him on!
Bring him on!
He will be on the phone.
And point of order, ma'am.
Yes.
Don was not quite so grumpy at the beginning of this call
right.
as he was at the end of it. So don't you think you should perhaps look inward?
Yes.
Yes.
You brought the grumpiness.
And listen,
the baby sounds grumpy, too.
Listen, Lady Madonna, baby at your breast, shouldn't you be doing something for that little one rather than calling a radio show?
He just doesn't like his cereal.
No, that's not good. I don't like that. You're laughing at the baby. Tend to the youngin'.
Listen. You have no idea. Yours is too small. It's probably not even food yet.
Honey, how old is your kid?
8 months.
8 months. Well, we've both had kids that have been 8 months old.
Yeah, we know exactly what it's about. Tend to that youngster. Get off the phone.
Your child sounds like an animal, frankly. Sounds like a, goodbye. Well, too bad she's off the phone. But I want to do a long-distance dedication right now to my new best friend. What was her name? Wendy. Wendy from Reno. Honey, this is for you.
You said at first that we would never part.
Dedicate this to you and that child.
Then drove us by like Texas through my heart.
And Mike, whatever I've done, I'm sorry.
The biggest
okay, fine.
I've ever seen. Stuffed into your tight blue Wrangler jeans.
Yeah, that's right,
I thought of every word from A to Z.
Here comes the good part, ladies and gentlemen.
But you,
Wendy.
Put the in country.
Between Pete Johnson and that song, I think we're completely covered.
We are. And now, they always happen in pairs.
Yeah. Right.
Here's the guy. I'm going to just tell you right now. It says on the screen, this guy thinks the show sucks.
Well, you know what? You know what worries me? What worries me is that it could be one of those days.
Well, no, it won't be because we got other stuff that we can do. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, okay, the show sucks.
You said that before, too.
You mentioned that to Lisa. You think the show sucks, yet you're listening and you're calling.
Well,
so
I just moved to the Maryland area. And,
yes, thank you. Thank you for listening.
And I just, I discovered the station, and I listened to your show about 2 weeks. I think it's a fair time to judge it, and I just think that it's a pretty sorry show.
All right, well, great then. Then, turn your radio off, and then drive your car into a cement pole.
An abutment as fast as you can.
Well, I just want to give your opinion. That's all you've always
said. Your opinion? Your opinion matters, Dick.
Well, about as much as yours.
No,
ours matters because we're doing the show.
Right. You're just some schmuck calling us up, telling us you don't like it. Well, F you.
You're doing a crappy job of doing a show.
Well, then why are you wasting the time to listen to it and to call?
I just told you. I just moved to the area.
We've got the input. We're going to write down retarded a-hole doesn't like the show. We're going to put it down in our research, and then we'll move along.
The normal individual who doesn't like the show would probably turn it on, listen for a while, discover they didn't like it, and move on. For some reason, you claim to dislike the show, but he hangs up.
Sure. Hello.
But I was going to finish by saying he claims to hate the show, but yet he has this uncanny desire to participate in the show.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Because anytime you call us, that's what you're doing. You're participating.
You know, we take the Howard Cosell philosophy on the show. You love us. Yeah, it's like that lady. She thought I was mean to Mike. As long as I don't care. As long as you listen to the show.
Doesn't matter.
Mike, you stop it now. Stop looking at me in that tone of voice.
Just
stop it.
Oh, God.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I have to support the lady that called earlier.
Don, you've been comparing Mike to Jack Diamond. Come on, if that isn't mean.
That doesn't hurt me at all.
Oh,
that doesn't hurt me at all.
He's crying over the radio.
That doesn't hurt my feelings one little bit.
He has a disc jockey band.
All I'm saying is, if comparing him to Jack Diamond isn't mean, then I don't know what
that
is.
That doesn't hurt me at all.
Okay, Jack, go play the drums.
Oh, no. Now look, see?
That doesn't bother me.
No.
That doesn't bother me one little bit. You know, the old Mick Foley thing was fine. Just like, let's move on, shall we?
Supporting the nice lady.
All right.
Supporting the nice lady. F you.
Making trouble is what you're doing.
Please, what do you mean? Please, get out of here.
Don't F yourself, douchebag.
Right.
If Don wasn't supporting the little band enterprise, I wouldn't be able to talk about it.
No, and right. We got to talk about it before the show today, as a matter of fact. We did. We discussed Mike's band before the show today.
We did.
We did.
We did.
Okay.
We did.
And what did I, now listen, be honest. What did I tell you upstairs?
You said you got to break this thing up.
Oh,
you
got to
quit
on.
This thing. You got to get this band. You got to bury this stupid little folly.
F you. I did not say that.
No, you said that. I forgot what you said, but I agree with what you said.
I said I would support it.
You said you have been supportive.
And I said, but then, you know, it's a fine line that I'm going
to
go
it's
right.
It's funny when I talk to you about the band, though. It's kind of, because I know that, you know, it sounds silly when I start talking about, you know, dates and things like that. And I'm in the middle of talking to Don about the band, and I look down for a second, and I just look up, and Don's laughing, and it just, and I understand why
not on
laughing.
Purpose.
I know.
I mean, I'm sorry.
If there's anything I could do to change your mind, but you know what? I'm very comfortable with talking about it the way I would be uncomfortable if it was some jive little discussion every time we were talking about, like, hey, man, fantastic. Because then that would buy into the whole.
No.
With you doing that, I think it takes away from the Jack Diamond.
You know, I think these people calling, you know, do these people not realize? Listen, let's be honest. On this show, we have the good cop, bad cop thing happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
If you had two good cops here all the time,
yes.
I guarantee you wouldn't be listening to this show if it was all loving it. It was like, you know, if I really came and said, hey, you know, Mike, wow, the band's fantastic, man.
Right, right.
More power to you.
You know, I
and Mike
that.
Said, hey, I appreciate that.
Thanks so much.
The music means everything to me.
Exactly. That would not be comfortable. You would not be comfortable with that. I would not be comfortable
same with
that.
The goddamn wrestler. You know,
well, that's a nothing. I mean, that means.
Yeah,
nothing.
But I know. But what I mean is that it's what makes the show work.
Right.
You dumb douchebag listeners. Jesus Christ! I mean,
it
you
doesn't work either when we're both bad cop, and we end sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes you know I'll be having too much day, and you know it's tough. It's tough when we get calls like this not to immediately fall into the trap of piling on. That doesn't work too well either.
No, it doesn't. But listen, we know what we're doing here. Okay,
we've been doing it long enough. To be comfortable with that.
Right. Christ. I've been with him. You know, the only person I've been longer with him is my wife.
Yeah. Things are going just about as well as they've ever gone.
Right.
So, so relax, everybody.
Yeah, chill out. Take a chill pill. F you. Trust me. I want to tell you, I can be nice, okay? I choose not to be nice. It is a conscious choice that I make.
Right.
You wouldn't like me if I was nice.
It would also be extraordinarily boring if we always had the exact same point of view.
Yes.
If we, you know, that right. goes for everybody on the show. It would be tremendously boring if, you know, you had the same thought that, you know, Rob had. Well, that's true.
Well,
but, you know, with Buzz. You know,
Rob and I are simpatico.
Absolutely. So, I mean, but it would, you know, it would be weird.
Yeah.
Just leave it alone.
Right.
Don't overanalyze it. This is not very complicated stuff.
No, it's not. We're just two guys who come in and work, and we have fun when we do the show together, okay?
Exactly right.
You know, and all you people are dumb ass wipes that have been calling us up today. You really get me in a bad mood. Now I'm not pretending. Now I'm really in a bad mood.
Foul temper.
You're really pissing me off now.
That's right.
Dumb a-holes. You're being so mean to Mike. Meanwhile, you know, the kid's got the diaper full of feces and, you know, got dirt under the fingernails. You know, mom's chain smoking. Well, geez, I got to call Don and Mike. Why are you so mean to Mike?
Then we get the call from the guy that says the show sucks.
Right, but he's listening.
Yeah,
he made his evaluation after two weeks. Well, I made an evaluation after 2 minutes. You're an idiot. Go F yourself. Please. This is how we've always done the show.
The juices are flowing now.
You know, like it or don't like it, say this about the show. It's pretty much the same as when we started working together.
It is indeed.
I mean, you know, we used to play records in junk, but still it's basically the same thing.
Well, and the ratings show, we're doing a super job of it.
Thank you, Harrigan.
You're welcome, Charlie.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, Don. Just to be another a-hole listener, I wanted to point out, when you say the word honey, you know, to women.
Yeah.
You know who you remind me of?
Your mom.
No, she's got a deeper voice.
Yeah, don't pause, sir.
Okay.
No, I hate the pause. Yeah. Like, you think you're so scary. Oopsie.
I'm going over to the other side here.
No, but listen, I agree.
He thinks he's so scary funny that he wants the world to... What were you waiting for? Guffaws of laughter after that line?
No, not really.
I hate that.
Okay, it was the... you know the Shawshank Redemption, right?
Yes.
You know the guy that keeps trying to have sex with Tim Robbins?
No, I've not seen it as many times as you have to know it by heart.
Wait. The guy that I love that. That's one of my favorite movies. The guy that keeps trying to have sex with Tim Robbins.
Yeah, the guy that ends up getting paralyzed at the end.
I think a very obscure character
a
in the movie.
Significant part
of
the
not
plot.
Really.
No, you know something? I love that movie, and I find it very difficult to remember that part. I remember the good parts, but Morgan Freeman. See, and you're going,
because
you like the anal rape scene.
But the point of this call was that. That's what you're going to try to bust my balls about?
Well, not really. I just wanted to say that the way you say honey sounds exactly like that guy.
Or perhaps did you ever think that he says it the way that I say it?
I guess that's true.
Did you ever stop to think who gives a rat's ass?
I tell you, I'm talking about a movie really that is probably in my top five of films that I love more than any other movie. And I really have no clear memory of that. In fact, I watched the movie like 3 weeks ago. And somehow you're just obsessing over that one scene.
No,
that
no
is,
not at
sir,
all. How can
I
you get the laundry?
No, well, no. You know what? That is overwhelmingly significant.
The gaydar has gone up here.
Absolutely. The fact that you are dwelling on that scene is incredibly significant.
Let's not forget how that movie ends.
Right.
With Tim Robbins crawling through all the S.
Yes. A tunnel of S.
So... You're focusing on a movie where a man crawls through a tunnel of S. I don't know what Dr. Freud would say about that.
Right.
And you're thinking about a man who wanted to perform anal sex on the man who crawls through the tunnel of S. And somehow you're bringing me into this sick fantasy.
Hardly. My focus wasn't on those issues at all, but
yes,
you guys bringing them up has me a little concerned.
No, yeah, well, you should be.
Maybe
that laugh is a little rough, too. Not for a little self-analysis.
or maybe time like every other idiot that's called us today, just to hang up and run away.
Turn and run. I can't believe how much I love that movie. I don't even remember the guy saying the word honey.
No. I mean, how you pronounce it? Hey, honey.
Honey.
Honey. And honey, I miss you.
You know, as a matter of fact, Shawshank Redemption, that's like the one part of that movie. I know it's a prison thing, but I could have done without that whole plot line. But I guess they got to set up the fact that he's abused in prison and all that.
Hey, Abel's a part of prison, man.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, hi, Mike. Don.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, hi, how you doing? Just want to add my two cents as far as visualization, I guess, on how you guys or how people perceive you as being... just as Dumb and Dumber, not as far as Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey when they walk in with their tuxedos. I'm sure you guys come in.
That's exactly how we're dressed today. I have the orange tux on today.
We're both smiling right now, sir. You've crystallized it.
You guys probably come in every morning like that, get a whack in the back of the legs with
right.
a cane, and
yes.
then get on the and put on a big facade.
Absolutely.
On, you know,
finally, someone who gets it.
If Don and I could drive to appearances with that dog car, you know, with the floppy ears, we would. Absolutely.
Or we could ride around on a moped like they did.
Yeah. We'd have to, like, flip for who rode in the front with the snot coming out of his nose.
Didn't Jim Carrey pee and then it froze to the seat?
Stuck to Jeff Daniels.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
All right, good. Thank you, but why break the grand tradition of callers today? Just hang up.
Sure.
Even when you're saying something we agree with, just hang up.
My two cents.
My two cents,
y'all.
Please, Susie. Who's that guy, Larry King? My two cents.
When you look up the word urine sticking you to another person in the dictionary, I love Dumb and Dumber.
Don. Question. Why so mad at Mike? What?
What is the problem? Perhaps you're not getting a good breakfast. Breakfast. Maybe you need to go to breakfast again. Breakfast.
Breakfast. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Donald.
Michael.
Calling from the Ministry of Hate West.
Yes, hi.
Speewax Ministry of Hate West. I'd like to say two callers ago, okay, that guy was a flaming homo.
Right.
The guy that called before is actually curled up on his bathroom floor effing himself. And Wendy from Reno. Oh!
All right, thank you, my friend.
Thanks for calling, Wendell.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Testing. Testing.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, this is okay.
Pardon me?
There's a flame in homo.
Right.
The guy that
turn your radio down. Why am I even asking this guy to turn your radio? Already just hung up.
Yeah.
Just like everybody else.
Yeah, what he wanted.
It goes in cycles. Hello, Don and Mike show.
You got cycles?
Hi, Don, Mike.
You know, how come some days, you know, listen, I believe in God. I swear to God I believe in God. But how come just some days God just does it, you know, like my radio doesn't cut out on the way to work and the vision says, hey,
don't go in today.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, just don't go in today. Just turn the car around. You'll be much happier. Just go home.
That'd be nice.
Trust me. You're always talking to me, and I finally have taken this opportunity to talk back to you.
Right.
Go home. Gee, there's nothing for you to do there today. Just go home. Chill out. Take a day off.
That would be a utopian society, because no one would have any bad days.
Okay.
I went, no, listen, I've had plenty of bad days. All I'm saying is, just once in a while, I wish God would give me a heads up.
To not come in?
Or even if he tells me not to come in, just to say...
You might want to have a drink before the show today because you're going to be out of your mind by 3:45 today. I know that you think you're going to start the show on a very nice note today, but you're going
to
be up.
And, you know, I did have a very wonderful, nice, warm and fuzzy note to start the show on today.
Yeah, yes, you did. Yes, absolutely.
Going to have to save that for a moment, though.
Well, I thought that was Lisa's mom's
note. No. No, that it was...
This is another warm and fuzzy note?
It was just... That was the first layer of nice note.
Ah, very good.
There's a second layer of niceness.
Be nice if God like would lean in here and go, Dustin!
Dustin!
Angry voice would say, turn the car around.
Go home. Dustin!
Dustin!
Hey, old Mike. Dustin!
Hey, Don, it's God. Guess what? It looks just like Wendell Hall.
Dustin!
Dustin! Hello there.
Hi.
Hi.
This is God. I saw your Sacramento show, and I thought it was better than I'd even expected.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, well, thank you.
And I saw you guys going up there in the limo, and you stopped at that gas station. I swear, a whole bunch of people piled out of that limo, all holding beer bottles. Is that where you guys dumped off all your beer bottles?
Well, honey, it wasn't our car. We didn't stop at a gas station.
A lot of limos went to that show, and this is the second time our limo has been... we were nonstop from our hotel to that show. Didn't make a stop.
Well, the show was great, and I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We were drinking in the limo, though, weren't we?
Goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
You think she believed you?
Yeah.
Because it was true, but, I mean, you think she bought it?
No, I don't. That's why
no,
I
just she thinks we were lying, that there were, like, 50 people that jumped out. No, we don't have 50 people.
No.
We have, like, and we don't have beer, either.
No, Don and Mike show with hard stuff.
Hard liquor.
That's right.
Hello.
Hey, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
You're on the air. Hello.
I want to talk to Don and Mike.
What didn't you understand when I said you're on the air? Hello.
Holy smokes. How you doing, Don?
What do you
want? Met one of your buddies.
What?
I met one of your buddies.
Really? Who?
Donny Osmond.
Great.
He loves you.
I know he does.
He loves you.
Too bad.
Too bad that phone broke.
Well, it was too much of a challenge for him.
You want to know what a fag I am, really?
What's that?
Do you know that guy's not... I don't know if that guy really spoke to Donny Osmond or not, but Donny Osmond is coming to Wolf Trap.
Yeah, you're going to see him, right?
In June, yeah. We and I are going to see him.
You're going to go backstage, aren't you?
Oh, I called Donny Osmond's manager.
There you go.
And I said, hey, my wife and I are coming to see the show.
Donny Osmond's one of the nicest people we've ever had on this show. He's probably in the top 10 individuals as far as niceness. I mean, just a great guy.
And the manager put me on hold for a second. I guess he was calling up Donny Osmond. And he got back on. He says, now, you're on the list. Donnie wants to see it. He said Donnie remembers the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
I wonder what he said. Will he do like his old hits at his show?
No, I think it's going to be...
Joseph and the Amazing
Technicolor Dream.
I think he's singing real songs. All right. I don't think he's going to sing his queer teen songs. Is he, Rob? Do you know?
He's pushing a new album of standards, I think. It came out last month. But, like, you know how Barry Manilow did an album of, like, Tony Bennett music last year?
That's a mistake.
I think it's going to be like that.
So he's going to have, like, an orchestra and stuff like that?
I don't know, but he'll be doing standards. Maybe
I'll let you know.
Synthesizers.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you know. I'll probably be the only man in the audience. That's real sad if he, like, has synthesizers instead of an orchestra. Just like a keyboard player. Just sitting up there, you know, pretending he's got violins.
That can be a big sound, though.
Rob, you're not being sincere.
Yeah. I'll let you know what happens with Donny Osmond.
He will be your soldier of love.
Hello. On Mike's show.
Yeah, this is for the second to last caller.
Hold on, the second to the last caller?
Oh, two callers.
We're getting so many callers that are referring to the previous callers.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, over. Roger.
They're all whores.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. And again, why break with the grand tradition? I think everyone who calls the show today should not even try to say goodbye or see you later. Just when you're done with your thought, just hang out. You know, people can't figure out the front end. They can't be consistent on the front end and realize that they're on the air, but they certainly can develop a strain of consistency by just slamming the phone into the cradle when they're done with their thought. They can.
Hit and run.
Jesus.
They can.
Jesus. Jesus H. Christ. Listen, here's the rule on this show, okay? You ring on. Say what you must.
Right.
And then you ring off.
Ring off.
Right. But give us some civility in between the ring on and the ring off.
Like the French.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have to tell you.
Not like the French. I hate the French.
I know that you're planning a trip overseas, and I learned something about the French today that I never knew before. They said
they stink. They bent over for Hitler. Their armpits are gigantic gardens.
That and this also. The French, actually, the reason that a lot of Americans don't do well in France is because there are certain things that we are supposed to do, certain cultural things. Like when you walk into a store, like a little bakery or a little market, you don't browse. You actually greet the store owners, or it's a real big breach of etiquette.
Oh, please, we don't have time for that. We're pushy Americans.
You say bonjour, monsieur, or bonjour, madame, and if you don't do that, they get really, really pissed off.
Well, help them. I mean, we're busy people. That's why America's the greatest nation in the world, and France is what it is.
It's also why I think that Where in the World is Matt Lauer is the finest piece of television ever put on the air, because I learned that all from watching Matt Lauer with this old hag today.
Is that where you got that piece of knowledge?
Yeah, Matt Lauer was standing at the base of the Eiffel Tower talking to this 90-year-old woman who wrote a book about how Americans do well in France. Another thing we don't do, you don't hail a taxi cab out in the middle of the street. Taboo. Hmm. They hate that. You have to go to where the taxi sign is. And if it's raining, you may have to wait in line.
And hey, if anyone from the Today Show is listening, that's not a tired idea. The Where in the World is Matt Lauer.
Right.
I'm really not sick of it. I'm loving it.
Where do you think he's going to be tomorrow?
Hell, I hope. Wouldn't that be great?
Can you imagine that? You just see him, like, naked, you know, sitting there, sweat pouring off. He's like, his hair is all burned off.
Like in the movie Little Nicky. Right? You gotta see Little Nicky. Little Nicky was a great movie about hell.
Can't I watch Devil's Advocate instead if you want to see a movie about hell?
Yeah, Devil's Advocate's a good hell, but Little Nicky's a funnier hell.
Okay.
Either hell, though, I would love that tomorrow on the Today Show. Do you show Matt Lauer, right? He's just sweating and he's got the beads of sweat pouring down.
Not able to do a report. Just they cut to him, they ask him a question, and he's just going,
they got Katie Madden, or Katie Allen, Ann, and the three boxes are going, where is he at? Well, he's somewhere warm. I'm going to guess he's on the Nile River?
Nope, that's wrong.
And then Al Roker will go, he was in Paris yesterday. How about on the south of France?
No, wrong.
And then Ann Curry will go, well, I think that maybe he went to, I think maybe he went to Mexico.
Wrong.
Well, let's ask him. Matt, where are you?
Oh, I'm in hell. Then they all laugh.
That would be a good Where in the World is Matt Lauer.
Well, it'd be a huge news story, too. That'd probably make all the networks.
Sure. Well, come on. If he's there, Brian Gumbel's probably doing the morning show there.
Yeah, Brian Gumbel will be playing a visit. Well, CBS always copies the Today Show.
Oh! Hi, Katie! And...
Al?
Hello. Matt?
Yeah.
Ann Curry here.
Hi, Ann.
Why are you jumping up and down so much? It's hard to keep you on the camera.
Because I'm in hell. Ow, ow. Oh,
he just sucked me with his pitchfork.
Oh, my God. Get me out of here.
When is the cast of the Weber Show arriving?
They'll be here soon. I don't think I can go on with this report. Do we have Sting or Shania Twain or somebody to perform in the courtyard?
Say, are the Fighting Fitzgeralds there yet?
Brian Denny just got here, but he burned up because all that fat. Oh!
Hey, say hello to Stone Phillips for me.
Oh, yeah, there he is. I bet he's really upset about seeing me down here. Just waiting there, thinking he's being groomed for my spot. Oh, it hurts. Stop the burning. My flesh is burning off my body.
Oh, goddamn, I wish.
Where in the world is Matt Lauer?
Hell.
Ow! Whoa!
Clear the, clear the lines out, please, Lisa. And after you clear the lines out, just disconnect them.
Let's do one more thing with the phone today. Call 1-800-875-3636, secret sound number 4. Someone's gonna. I'm gonna give out another clue today. That's how nice I am.
There you go.
Because I'm a nice guy. I'm a nice guy.
Tickle the Duke, useless prick.
All right, thank you, Pete. I thought that's. Did we take Buzz's tape off the machine? Because that used to be where. You know, I'm nice because they're nice, and I'm nice.
Hold on.
It used to be at cut number 20.
Yeah, we had to thin some stuff
out. Yeah, we had to move Buzz away. This won't take too long.
Pete's in hot rotation now.
Yeah, Buzz, you've been moved off the first page.
Mm-hmm.
Bush, no.
Buzz, I got bad news for you. You're no longer in the machine.
Wow.
You're out of hot rotation.
They're so nice. They picked me as their spokesman
because I'm nice and I like that.
Go fist yourself, pimple ass.
Nope, not there. It's out of the machine. Buzz, give me a live one, please.
Okay. They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman because I'm nice.
Right,
because
he's a nice guy.
Be the 100th caller now.
Had to warm up to that one, didn't he?
Did you see that? The buzz with the announcer thing he had going there?
Yeah, I mean, it's like he said, hey, give me another one. And I thought he'd jump right in, and then he had to, like, rev it up.
Or go run at it, yeah.
Had to plug his battery charger in.
Do that thing where he cocked his head and kind of cocked his shoulder a little bit. And,
yeah, he's so nice.
And give us another one, Buzz.
They're so nice, they chose me as their spokesman, because I'm nice.
All right, give us another one, real fast.
They're so nice, they chose me as their spokesman, because I'm nice.
Now give me the sincere read.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman.
And if somebody wants to call
because
us,
I'm nice.
Where do they call us?
Call us here at WJFK.
Be the 100th caller now for this secret sound. Good luck.
Number 1, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey. How about a hug?
Oh. I hate goodbyes.
They invite prostitutes to join in. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Here we go. We like prostitutes.
We like them a lot. It was a lot of pleasure. We like that. Hope some prostitutes call for the balance show tomorrow.
Be wonderful.
I think some have already called. I hope some more call.
We like that. Women who give us pleasure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, I'm caller 100.
Yeah, right. Hi, what's your name?
Jeff Garland.
Hi, Jeff. Where are you from?
Washington, D.C.
Jeff, call 100. And it's a toss-up here whether you're going to wear it when a bear or a monkey. you're the lucky one. You've won the monkey.
Oh, my luck.
You've won the Mother's Day monkey from Worldwide Monkey. Send Mom a monkeygram.
Yeah. She'll like that.
Order her a chimp, a gibbon. Did I say that right, Rob? It's a gibbon?
No, gibbon.
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 A chimp, a gibbon, or an orangutan?
Gibbon.
800-858-5101 or online at worldwidemonkey.net.
Monkey.
Monkey.
Gibbon.
It's what's for Mother's Day. Are you ready to play now for the money?
I'm ready to play.
All right, we do have a common everyday sound, and I'll give you a new clue. The first clue from Rob, which was absolutely no help, was hardware store.
Right.
Please. The second clue that I gave you, which is closer, and you'll realize this when you find the clue, when you find out the answer, you know that my clues are honest.
Right?
Yes.
Automobile.
And here's your new clue. Circle. Circle. Cycle. Okay?
Circle.
So those are, yes, cycle.
Mm. Cycle.
Cycle. You got cycles? So those are your three clues. Hardware store, which, you know, is Rob's clue, kind of sucks. Automotive, and mine is circle. Nope, Mike, that's not what it is.
All right.
It's not what it is. But I'm not going to say what you wrote down.
Right.
Because that would be helpful.
Yes, it would.
Oh. Maybe. Listen, we'll give you 15 seconds to think about it after we play the sound. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Al Green.
We wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
So you'll be performing a jamming oldie for us?
Yes, here we go.
We do it as you or as Al Green?
As Al Green.
And if we do give away the money, it's courtesy Main Street Heidel.
Yeah, let's play together.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's white.
Yes.
Not Al Green. That's why Mike is white.
Yes.
But he can do that.
Thank you.
Listen, the White Devil just sang that song.
Yes, he did.
For $500, yeah. What's the sound?
That's the sound of an oil can being opened.
No. Absolutely not. Thank you, though. And don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
For you. I'll tell you, it's not even close.
Not even close. Thanks a lot.
But thank you, my friends. Now, my friend, now listen. All my other friends, the lines are really open again for the What Can You Do contest, because the first hour of the show got away from us, what with the love fest that we had going there.
Yes, it was one of those mystery hours.
So now we're really going to look for more contestants for the surgery we're giving away tomorrow, the LASIK eye surgery from Winton Laser Eye Associates, 1-800-626-LASER. This surgery valued at $5,000. It's real good. I see real good. Tiger Woods sees real good. And so do all the other people with all the memorabilia in Dr. Witten's office. And all you got to do is have a talent. We got the guys who need the worms, women who give themselves orgasms, lick themselves, move their boobs to music.
Incredible.
Guy's going to paint with his penis. Guy's going to throw up on command. And the best part is that all of these acts will be available on Don and Mike Fans. .com tomorrow
cool.
With our first ever, and please don't bust our balls if there's a couple of snafus.
Yeah, we're going to do the very best. It's kind of a trial run. We're testing this system.
We're going to make sure, you know, we've been given assurances that the site won't crash. And
right.
You're not going to get the grainy picture like the cosmonauts when they first went into space, but I think it's going to be every 5 seconds.
Good.
You'll get a new image on the website tomorrow. So for the first time, not only will you be able to hear the acts, but at the same time, you go to the website and see the act.
And remember what I always say, even the simplest acts are very good in the nude.
And we have room for plenty more contestants, because right now we only got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, only 7 contestants.
Oh, come on, you can do better than that.
So we got a whole show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Now, at some point tomorrow, we're going to get to the bottom of this whole wrestling thing, because Mick Foley's calling tomorrow, but I should tell you, I forgot to tell you, you should base your aggressiveness tomorrow with Mick Foley.
Yes.
On the whole issue of Mankind, if you really cut his head in that movie.
I don't plan on being aggressive with him. I'm not a fool. I know our paths may cross
in
the future.
What I wanted to tell you is our paths will cross.
Yes.
In the first week of June when he's coming by the studio.
I will be very nice to him. I will just say that it looked a little suspicious. And that's when I'm not going to be very confrontational. I'm a wimp. I know these guys. You know what? Say what you will about wrestling being fake or not. These are large men who have usually a history of physical violence.
So I think he's tomorrow he's going to come on and set us straight about Beyond the Mat.
It'll go something like this. He'll be on the phone and I'll go, yeah, I thought that cut might be a fake cut because you use a lot of fake blood in wrestling. Isn't that right, Mick? And Mick will say, no, it's not. I'm like, okay, good enough for me.
End of discussion.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Hello, Don and Mike. So he'll be calling in at some point during the talent show tomorrow.
Good.
Which is kind of appropriate because the last time Mankind was here, we were doing another one of our,
right.
I don't know if it was a naked show or a eating show or drinking show, something, and he showed up in the middle of all of it, right?
Really? Let me straighten this out for me. He's Mick Foley, he's Mankind, and he's Cactus Jack.
Yeah, he's another guy, too.
Used to be Cactus Jack, changed his name to Mick Foley. You know, guys, if you're going to say something on my headphones, I don't hear it. You better just come in here. Was that you, Lisa?
It's busted. Lisa, the wrestling fanatic?
Just come in and tell me, because when you try to use that intercom thing, it sucks.
He was in on Valentine's Day. Remember when we had the naked guy and the girls coming in and out?
I believe that's when he was here. So there was nudity because of that.
Right.
Was that you on the intercom?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't know it was broken. His other alter ego is Dude Love. It's his name. I think he wears, like, glasses and, like, hippie-like glasses. Kind of like a real peaceful, loving guy.
Dude,
okay.
Love.
All right, thank you.
That's the biggest wrestling fan on the show right there, Lisa.
Yeah, and I just got to look. She's not braless, though.
I said earlier she was braless.
You did.
She, in fact, she must be wearing a strapless bra.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Saw the line.
Uh-huh.
Not that I was looking. I saw the line.
The line.
She named the night, Jack.
Night.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy. We're doing great, thanks.
That's great. Calling you from Portland, Maine. Can't wait to see you this Friday.
Oh, that's right. Friday. Yes, hold on, Dave. Let me just get a plug in here. That Friday we're doing the show from WZAN in Portland, and then Friday night we're going to be at the State Theater.
Yeah, right in downtown Portland.
Doing a Las Vegas-style show.
So you and your pals coming out to see us?
Yeah, hey, we can't wait. Hey, I got a question for you, Mike.
Yes, sir.
You hear an awful lot about the band Crap.
Yeah.
And wondering what kind of music you guys play. I don't know if I've ever heard that.
Well, we are primarily a blues band. We play, like, blues stuff. That's what we play. We don't play those top 40 hits.
That's good.
We're not capable, so we don't cover any of that stuff. We just do blues.
That's good. That's
blues
good.
Songs, whatever we can play right.
Hey, Mike, what did you think of that CD we sent you from the band from Portland?
Oh, it was fantastic. Well, I loved every minute of it.
You're busting me.
Yeah, I don't know which one you're talking about.
Okay. So I don't want to say the name of the band because you'll think I'm giving them a plug, but...
No, I don't remember. I
hey, Mike, can I just say something?
Yes.
Unsolicited?
Yes.
Your band is great.
Thank you. I'm so glad you got out of that grumpy mood you were in.
Can you bring a tape for us and play some while we're intermission or something so we can hear you?
A tape of what?
Tape of Crap.
We don't have any tapes of Crap.
I just want to say this is great.
I know you do. Thank
it's
you.
Great.
It is great. You're loving every minute
That's
of
the attitude.
This
Tom.
Is great.
Yeah, we don't have any tapes of Crap.
Can you make one?
No. Not between now and Portland.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you anyways, guys.
All right.
All righty. Bye.
Unsolicited, yes.
Hey, listen. It got real quiet in here.
That's great, Mike. It's great that you have your band.
I know. It makes you extremely happy.
It does. I'm happy.
I'm happy for you.
You know, you're branching out.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you people, you want the serious stuff? Okay.
Yes,
this is what
please.
It would be like. You're branching out. You have a passion.
Yes.
And I'm so glad that I'm sorry. I can't win.
I know you can.
I can't win.
I know you can.
I play it one way and you make faces at me. I play it another way.
No, this is fine. You're right. It's very important to me.
And it's great.
Good attitude.
You can't.
Don't fake anything.
I won't.
Be yourself.
I won't.
Be yourself.
But I am supportive of Mike's band.
Yes, you are.
God knows, you know, if I wasn't, trust me, we wouldn't be talking about it on the show.
We had a discussion about it in the office before the show. And, you know, and there are different things going on that we agree. We agree on the most important one, which is not to let certain influences influence what's going on. Certain powers that be here could really muck it up.
The station really could whore you out bad. And they already want to whore you out bad.
Yes, they do, yes.
You know, before you know it, you'd be turning on the station here, you know, join Mike O'Bara's Crap this Friday night at the Old Town Alexandria Festival.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to do that. I really don't want to do that at all. And we're a garage band, and we just started this thing, and it's fun. That's what it is, and when it stops being fun, hey, listen, when it's not fun anymore, I want to tell you something, little buddy.
Okay, but you know what?
When it's not fun anymore, I'm not going to do it.
Started down that road.
I know.
Seriously,
I know, you can't help but make it sound like that when you say something like that.
It's
I'm having
great.
A blast. I'm having fun, and it's great.
It's great. I'm all for you, buddy.
I know you are.
I am.
Nobody has been more supportive than you.
Well, name a person.
Well, all right, you can name a bunch of people.
But name a person in this room.
That's been more supportive?
Well, hold on. Has Rob been more supportive?
Yeah, probably.
All right, well.
I mean, you know, we were discussing it. It wouldn't be fun to talk about it if we were both sitting here talking about, hey, that's fantastic.
You know, it couldn't be a J.O. session.
You were supportive when you needed to be. You were supportive when we brought in the tape and we played it. And you said, hey, sounds good. You know, you said to me, stay with it. So that's
And I told you, you get gigs.
Stay Stay with it, have fun.
Plug the gigs on the show, of course.
That's your attitude. Stay with it, have fun. That's my attitude, and that's what we're going to do.
It's great.
It's great.
It's great.
And I know that, you know, we have both spent years and years mocking DJ bands, and it's very, very difficult.
And that's what's at the heart of it for me.
Of course.
The whole band thing.
And it makes me, you know, and that's what makes me uncomfortable even when I'm talking to you in the office about it, because, you know, we had this goofy little picture of Jack Diamond that we've, you know, just horrible graffiti all over it. Horrible.
Up in our office. Oh, the picture up in our office.
And I'm talking to you casually about it, like, you know, when we might be going out and playing some different stuff.
Right.
And I'm looking across, and as I'm doing that, first of all, he starts to smirk, and then I look at...
Not on purpose!
It was involuntary, and I look across, and I'm looking at Jack Diamond's face, and I can't get that... never talk to you about the band without thinking of Jack Diamond.
I know,
it's possible, and I can't either. I don't think it could ever be any other way.
I can't either.
But in answer to everybody, you have been very, very supportive.
And I know that you don't take it as seriously as Jack Diamond does, but come on, it's a great goof. I mean, how can I not?
You could call you Jack Diamond.
You know what? Wouldn't you call me Jack Diamond if I came in and said that I had a band?
I probably would. Yes. Yeah. And you know what? And it's fine. And I like the way it is. If it was any other way, it wouldn't be as much fun. It's more fun to talk about it with you when you get that look on your face. It really is. I swear to God. As much as sometimes I get upset, and you know when I get upset about it.
I know when you do.
It's still it would be jive. If we went the other way, it would be jive. And that's what I'm trying to avoid. And it's hard to avoid that.
And that's what some of these dum-dums that listen to us don't get.
Right.
I mean, you know, if I really came on and just said, you know, God, hey, that's fantastic, man. You're following your dreams. You've always loved music, Mike.
And would be both.
I know that you're...
I almost said the word.
You're a true fan of the blues. That's fantastic. Hey, tell me a little about the band. Let's hear about it. Let's hear about your arrangements.
I would start to squirm if you started doing that.
Please.
But you know what? It's also good.
But it is great.
The reason to have that, it's also good because I think if that wasn't there, if that element didn't exist, I could very easily slip into doing stuff like that and sounding like that. And I think it's good to have...
Oh, I don't... You could do that already? You've only been in a band for 3 months and you could already slip into that?
Wouldn't you agree that when I've been talking about it both off the air and to you on the air, whatever, that I occasionally will say something that you could almost hear coming out of Jack Diamond's mouth? You've laughed because you laugh about it every time I do.
Okay, yes.
So it makes me more aware of that, and that's a good thing. That's because you have to be aware... You have to be aware of that.
You're right.
Because otherwise you do turn into, you know, hey, we've got 60 songs if we're going to do. And we'll be opening for, you know.
Yeah, Tom Petty. Tom Petty and the Moody Blues. What actually is playing at a... Well, no, he didn't really open for Tom Petty and the Moody Blues. He was playing, where was it, Robbie? On a card table by a beer stand?
By the beer cart.
Right. By the beer cart is where his band was playing.
So I really, I'm thinking of this right now, the more I think of it, the more important it is for that to exist, for us to have this dynamic, because otherwise, you know, I mean, if everybody was walking around blowing smoke up my ass, then it would be you lose perspective, and it's good to just look at you, and every time I will talk about the band and look at you, I will be thinking of Jack Diamond.
That's what I
Jack
think of.
Diamond, I will be thinking of satin vests. I will be thinking of white tuxedo shirts. I will be thinking of unplugged guitars. I will be thinking of little elastic bands twisting bad ponytails. I will be thinking of all that ass.
Corvettes and pinky rings.
Right.
And dumping wives and marrying keyboard players. Now listen, I will be pissing you if you do dump your wife to marry the... I know it's a female singer in your band.
We don't have a female singer in our band currently. We are in between female singers in the band right now.
Oh, you gave her the old...
She had other things to do, so we actually did our very first thing without a female. That wasn't too much of a scramble, too. You know, it was Monday, and we had our first gig on Friday night.
Wow.
So it was, you know, and the keyboard player, I think it would be very... If I married the keyboard player in our band, it would be not only a May-December wedding, but it would be a gay wedding.
Wow. Well, that
Tom, I don't mean anything by that, but, you know, you are, I think, the oldest member of the band.
That I would approve of.
Yeah, well, maybe I can give that a try.
But either way... It's great.
It's great.
It's great.
Okay,
it's great.
Fine.
The whole band thing is great.
Fine, right on.
It's great.
Thank you, man.
It's great.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome, Bob. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You're
Radio Deities.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I was listening to your friend Jack Diamond this morning, and he's doing the baby watch, and he calls his baby, Baby Clown. And he and his good...
Well, maybe that's because he's seen the sonogram.
But that's exactly what I was thinking. I was also going to suggest that crap I want to take on Stacey Benn as the new lead singer for the band.
Oh, no.
Oh,
she's
my God. Oh, I hate this.
I do.
It's great.
This is when I really... This is when I could seriously slip and use a lot of expletives right now.
Just
what he wanted.
Little Tom Gavin laugh there.
I just want to say something. You were being very mean to Mike.
Right.
It's great. Stop being so grumpy, sir.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Well.
Goodbye.
Bye.
See you later.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I'm caller 100.
What? Come again?
Caller 100.
Well, we did the contest about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know. I got a friend, though. This is Dax in Coeur d'Alene. I got a friend who seems to think that all you got to do is call the Don and Mike Show and be assertive. Hey, I'm caller 100, and they automatically give you a prize.
No, that's at the end of the show. That's the only time we ask you to be assertive.
And that's right. And Dennis Murphy is a real person, correct?
Yes, he is. How many beers?
He does not believe me that Dennis Murphy is a real person. He thinks it's one of you guys going like this, holding your tongue.
Are you a man or a woman?
There's a guy.
I'm going to guess he's a man.
Okay.
Or no, maybe not a full-grown man. Maybe a man boy.
How old are you?
23. Same age as your dip-ass caller the other day.
Have you had a lot to drink?
A little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, you worked up your assertiveness.
What have you had to drink today?
Yeah, I'm caller 100, right?
What have you had to drink today, son?
I actually haven't had anything to drink today.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
23 and the testicles haven't dropped yet.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? It's Jack Diamond in the morning. Good morning. Lisa and I were very well. Clown Baby's not here yet.
Clown Baby.
But we looked at the sonogram, and boy, it doesn't have a big bulbous red nose. And
yeah, thank you, Clown Baby.
Of course, see the clown's have hair, and it's got a big, gigantic clown feet. And funny thing, he's driving a little Corvette down there and in Lisa's womb. And look, he's got a little ponytail there.
Yeah, shiny little baby hairs all worked into a ponytail. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And the Corvette's got a little plaque that says Clown Baby, driven by Clown Baby.
Driven in uterus by Clown Baby.
Thank you, Clown Baby.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Clown Baby.
Yeah, that's great. Great. Thanks, Stacey.
Why would you possibly call your unborn child Clown Baby?
Well, I think it's official that he became totally whacked when all that crap was going on between him and the ex-wife and the new wife and the baby. I mean, didn't this all happen within a year's time?
Yeah, by my recollection, yes. At least, maybe less. At least listening on the radio, it seemed that all of a sudden,
right,
he just got rid of the wife,
mm-hmm,
moved in the singer from the band,
mm-hmm,
knocked her up, and now it's, well,
Clown Baby. Hey, with Jack Diamond in the morning, Clown Baby.
There's Clown Baby, and I guess Clown Baby will be about a year old. Be time to trade in the new wife for a newer wife.
Mm-hmm. You see, the bad news is,
you think Jack Diamond goes down to his baby's, his wife's belly at night, he goes,
hey, Clown Baby, it's me, your dad, J.D. I want to have our first father and son chat. I'll tell you something, that as soon as you're born, I want you to know that, it's dual, it's complex, it's happy and it's sad. Let me turn off my clown music. I want to tell you something, little buddy.
Clown Baby.
Clown Baby, when you come out of your mom's private area, I'll be happy to see your head, but on the same moment, I'll be sad because you'll be stretching out her most private of areas. And you know, once a woman is stretched out, she's useless to me. That's why I got rid of my ex-wife. Because she wasn't tight down there. And now, your mom's going to be loose and flabby down there.
So it'll be good to see you, but that'll be so long, Clown Baby.
I'll stay around for a while. Long enough until you can speak.
Okay.
And until I can put you on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call it and tell jokes on Halloween or on Christmas like my other kids.
Clown Baby.
And then Clown Baby, I imagine once you get to be 5 or 6, once I'm sick of going down there, I'm going to need some nice, firm poontang. I'm going to be dumping your mom for another hot girl.
Yeah, thanks, Clown Baby. Super duper.
But just know that right now I'm here for you, Clown Baby.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Thanks for participating. Thanks for just making the show.
And I'm going to be around for at least the first 3 to 4 years of your life.
Yeah, unless I get happy. Let's try the first two. First two, Clown Baby.
Do you think Clown Baby talks back in that same voice?
Hey, Danny.
Hey, Clown Baby, how's it? Picture Harvey, Jack Diamond, big stethoscope up to his wife's belly. How you doing in there, Clown Baby?
Oh, I'll tell you right now, Danny. I'm doing just fine out here in utero. Thanks for talking to me. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm just super here in utero, driving my little baby Corvette with a plaque that says driven by Clown Baby in utero. It's great to be here. Great. Looking forward to coming out there and being born, you know? Yeah.
Hey, Clown Baby, I know you've been with that uterus down there for like 8 or 9 months.
I'll tell you, it's the salmon factory down here, Daddy.
Let's see if you're really my son. Are you ready to leave that uterus already after only 8 months?
Yeah, super. Yeah, looking forward to it, Daddy. I want to get out there as soon as I can and then get myself a real Corvette like you, Daddy. Clown Daddy.
That's my Clown Baby. Hey, let me see if I can guess your weight right now, the high-low jack.
Sure, let's play high-low. High-low. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to guess... 7 pounds, 14 ounces.
Whoa, Danny, you are too high. You are trying. Try it again. You're too high.
Okay, well, now, is this the weight with your pinky ring on?
Yeah, I got the gold pinky ring baby finger.
The chains around your neck?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Clown Baby here with the pinky ring, and I've got some chains.
And what about the beret that you have your little baby ponytail with?
I've got it right here back here. It's a pretty heavy beret, but try again. You were too high on high low.
So I'm gonna go 6 pounds, 7 ounces.
Way to go. Yes, sir. Big buddy.
Got a winner on the high-low ride.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks for calling. Oh, I mean, you're not calling. You're just talking to Mommy's tummy.
I'm talking to you right now on the stethoscope, little buddy.
Yeah, and I'm Clown Baby. Looking forward to coming out and seeing you, Dad.
You're Clown Baby.
Hey, you know, my hair's gray. Snow White. White beard. Yeah, I got a beard.
You have a full beard there, little buddy?
Yeah, full gray beard. Yes, sir. I'm Clown Baby.
Hey, do you have the Clown Baby joke service?
Yeah, I got the electric weenie, the Clown Baby electric weenie, all set to go. All sorts of deluxe baby joke services that I got down here. Boy, I tell you, how about that Robert Blake? Yes, sirree. Oh, boy, Clown Baby.
That's tough. Hey, Clown Baby.
Yes, sirree, Clown Daddy.
Clown Baby, tell me something.
Yeah.
You're in perfect health, aren't you, Clown Baby?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Clown Baby's doing great. I just got these big feet, these big clown feet.
You know, that's too bad, because if, in fact, when you were born, if there was something wrong with you, I could exploit that on my show. I can do all the little kids in the audience who have medical maladies.
Yeah, don't worry, Clown Daddy. There are plenty of kids in the hospitals you can take care of, but your baby's going to be 100% A-okay. It's going to be great. Of course, I'll be a little psychologically messed up having you for Daddy.
Well, that's why I'm talking to you now, Clown Baby.
Yeah, Clown Daddy.
Just so you know, Clown Baby, then. Yeah. Once again, as soon as you poke your head out, that's the beginning of the end for your mom and I.
Oh, really? Well, that's all right. You know, about that time you can bring Bert back. Yes, sir.
I'm not going to bring him back until the ratings really, really go down, little buddy.
Okay, Clown Daddy, bring Bert Weiss back. Yes, sir, Clown Daddy.
But listen, I want you to do your little Clown Baby exercises so you can carry my disc jockey equipment around to my record hops that I do.
Yeah, I know Clown Daddy's really lazy. I know you like to, you don't like to haul your own stuff, so I'll be working on it, get my pecs in shape, get my biceps and my quads and everything else. Clown Daddy, I'll tell you right now, Clown Baby's going to be strong when he comes out of the womb. I love Lisa's womb right before you leave her.
Hey, Clown Baby.
Yeah, Clown Daddy.
Let's play high-low right now.
Hello.
Who's bigger do you think right now? You and the 8 months and 3 weeks of life, or Bert Weiss? Who's bigger right now, do you think?
I got the answer. This is easier than high-low. It's me.
Yeah.
I'm taller and I'm heavier.
Yeah. You're right, little buddy.
Yeah, my head's just as big as his. But my ears aren't as big as his.
He had rat ears, little buddy.
He had little rat-faced rat ears. Yes, like a taxi cab driving down the center of the street with both doors open.
Hey, tell me something. I can't see him down there, little Clown Baby. But tell me.
Yeah, Clown Daddy.
When you look in Mommy's stomach, when you look in the mirror down there.
Yeah, I'm looking down here. I got a little mirror. Of course, I keep a mirror with me all the time. I keep one in my wallet. Right next to my money clip. My Wild West money clip.
Hey, Clown Baby. Are you carrying a baby gun down there?
I got a baby 357 Maven, Clown Daddy. Wow. Yes, sir. I keep it with me. Let me just tell you something, Daddy.
Yes.
Clown Daddy?
Yes, Clown Baby.
You badmouth me with any of the other toddlers, I won't just blackball you in the market. My revenge will be sweeter than that. You understand me, Clown Daddy?
Hey, Clown Baby?
Yes, Clown Daddy.
Look into
your little baby Jack Diamond mirror there and tell me.
Okay, let me look. Hold on a second. I got it right here. I got my clown baby purse, just like clown daddies. I'm going for. Okay, let me see. We got gun.
Tell me if that same condescending look on your face that I do at every picture that I have taken.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm that that big ass eating grin, that phony ass eating grin.
Let me get my compact. Let me see. I got my mirror, foundation makeup, 357 Magnum, Dentine chewing gum.
Don't forget about the condoms there, little buddy.
Condoms, Viagra. Oh, we're supposed to talk about that one, clown daddy. But just like you, I got just what you have here.
You're my son.
I got rubber bands.
You're my son, and for at least a year, I'll be the best father I can be. And then after that, I'm going to be the best divorced dad I can be.
I got my elastic bands from Ponytail here, Wild West Money Clip. Yes, sirree, Price Club membership.
You have your Q107 keychain?
Got my Q107 keychain right here.
Hey, do you have your clown baby band CD down there?
I got my AFTRA membership card right here, clown daddy. I got everything here, and I'm looking. Yeah, there's my self-serving, sanctimonious smirk. I'm just like clown daddy.
That's my clown baby.
All right, listen, daddy, when I get born, let's go out and shoot our guns.
Absolutely. And hey, son?
Yes, sir, daddy.
First thing we do after we cut the cord?
Yeah, what's that?
Let's go. Let's go trolling for chicks.
Hey, trolling for chicks, fantastic.
Let's go find some tight poontang because your mama's going to be all stretched out.
Hey, clown daddy.
Yeah, clown baby.
Thanks for listening.
Hey, clown baby.
Yeah.
I love your show, babe.
Hey, I love your show, babe.
Love your show, babe. It's been great talking to you on the stethoscope.
Hey, give my best to Chili.
Chili Amar.
Yeah, thanks a lot, clown daddy.
God, you know she's a heinous woman.
Yes, sir. And Stacy, of course. Yeah, tell her to, you know, smoke another cigarette. Drink another glass of white wine.
Tell me something right now, clown baby.
Yeah, clown daddy.
Which looks worse?
Yeah.
Your mama's intestines?
Yeah.
Or Chili Amar?
Oh, boy. That's 6 1/2 dozen of the other. Thanks, call. Yes, sir. They're both identical. Both look like a skillet full of boils.
Now, listen, one last time. Repeat after me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No. More condescending. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you. I'm Clown Baby.
I'm Clown Daddy.
Yeah, we're having a good time here.
Yeah, we sure are.
All right, well, thanks for listening to the Baby in the Morning show.
All right, thank you, Clown Baby.
Thank you, Clown Daddy.
I'll be seeing you shortly. And, oh, I'll be looking forward to the mandatory 2 to 3 weeks I'll be taking off the air.
Love your show, babe.
Love your show, babe.
Bye.
Bye, Clown Baby. Hey, Lisa. Where is my goddamn dinner? I don't care if you're 8 months pregnant. Where's my goddamn dinner?
Yeah, the gutters were supposed to be clean. Yes, sir.
Is my Corvette dirty?
Yes, it is. Yeah, better go out and clean it. Oh. I'm 2 feet tall.
Go wash my car.
You never talk about how short he is. Shortest man in the world.
Clown baby.
Jack Tom Thumb Daddy.
Clown baby.
That was fun. What a jive ass.
Yes, sirree.
What a jive ass. And Harvey, I know you're listening at home crying right now. You're bringing it on yourself.
Right.
You dumb douchebag.
Stop talking about all that crap.
Talk about your new wife and the new baby. Just shut up and have the baby.
Shut up.
Clown baby. Martina, why would you possibly call a baby clown baby?
I don't know.
To develop its self-esteem.
Yeah, just, you know, because he wants to be part of the show.
Hey, the clown baby.
Clown baby.
Hey, CD, it's JD.
Hey, look at that. Looks like a little clown in there. Yes, sir. Oh, look at that, moving around. Thanks for calling. Love your show, babe.
Love your show, babe.
Yeah, slick, smooth, professional.
Hello. John Mike Show. Hello.
Hello there.
Hi there. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
How you doing?
You doing?
Hey, thank you for listening. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, darling. Hi, how's it going?
Hey, what can we do for you?
How's it going? I wonder if you guys knew that on June 5th this year, Dominic Chianese, Uncle June, is releasing a new CD.
Don't I know it already? We've booked him as a guest on the show.
Excellent.
Excuse me, on the showgram. Okay. We booked him as a guest on the showgram.
Uncle June, if you believe that, or want to have a girl on it.
You know, I got a copy of that CD that was kicking around here yesterday, The Sopranos.
The Sopranos CD. New
one.
And yeah.
There's a lot of stuff on there, some good, some bad. But the one thing I loved that they actually put on the CD was that the first episode of this season when they did the mix of Every Breath You Take and Peter Gunn. Yeah. That's a lot of
that's
fun.
That's on there?
Great cool. Driving. It's great when you're driving along and you're playing that. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I know that Uncle Junior and Don and Mike.
Lord Junior and Uncle Fellow Book.
I know that he has actually put out some kind of a record where he sings like
Italian operas.
Right. Oh, really?
And Charlie was telling me we've booked him, I think, the first week of June to come on the show and actually sing.
So we'll have Uncle June in June.
Yes.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Thank
Hello.
You.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi, Clown Baby. How you doing?
How you doing? Radio God.
How you doing?
I'm wondering if you would be willing to accept the bet in exchange for a guest at the Secret Sound.
What's the bet?
The typical shave my head.
Yeah, you'd have to come down here, though.
Yeah, that's no problem.
I mean, you wouldn't be able to guess and then promise to come down and shave your head.
Sure. Would you like to do this today?
Sure.
Or should we do it tomorrow and let some more people try and guess?
No, we've got the time today. If you're positive you have the correct guess.
I think I am.
Mm. All right. Well, where are you right now?
I'm in Old Town right now.
All right. Well, get over here to the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Robbie, are we set with the clippers and everything?
Should we have them? I'll double check.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we can shave your head today.
And okay. If we don't have the clippers, we can always use plastic knives.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah, come
on. There's always hot wax.
Yeah, well, listen, come on down.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, show of hands, how many of you think he's going to be here?
Ah, no one. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
This is Michael. I was talking to Lisa a little.
How old are you, Michael?
16. I was talking to Lisa, though, about the Secret Sound, and she said if I got my parents' permission, which I did, that I could take a guess.
If you got your parents' permission to what, to call the show?
To take a guess at the Secret
Sound. Well, you see,
I'm pretty sure I know it.
We normally only allow 18-year-olds to call
the show. And if you, in fact, skipped your place in line to make a guess, we'd have to do something to you, like shave your head.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I'm a kid. I don't care.
Yeah, but see, that's part of the whole thing. You probably wouldn't care because you're a kid.
Okay, I would care.
Your parents might care. Your parents might care, though.
They don't.
See, you have to wait 2 years before you can participate in the show.
You're too young to participate, like, in any shaving games on the show.
Could you take me off the air, could I guess?
No, why should I do that, little Lord Fauntleroy?
Then you can call your mom and dad, tell them what it is, and have them participate if you know what it is.
They don't like this.
Why don't you just wait 2 years like every other person your age?
You'll play a different sound.
How come you're not interested in girls? You should be thinking about Poontang, not thinking about this show.
Good point. All right. Well, I'll see you later then.
Right. See you in 2 years.
Okay.
Good point.
Bye.
Okay, thank you.
That was Clown Baby.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Rob, you think he should wait 5 years?
Maybe six.
Six, okay.
Thank you, Clown Baby.
Clown Baby.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I want to thank you for the new fart CD, man. It's great.
Oh, you got the new Pull My Finger CD?
Rushed it right out to me. Got it within 4 days. My wife just loves me.
Yeah, it's a good one. All right, thank you, my friend. Glad you like it. That guy, that's another guy who's coming on the show. Finally, the guy who makes the Pull My Finger CD.
Oh, boy, well, we have questions for him.
He's going to come on the show and finally give us the props,
right,
being the guys who actually made this whole Pull My Finger CD thing happen for him nationally.
Mm-hmm. And we can ask him how he records them.
Yes, and I understand that most of them are done with harmonizers and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that almost none of the sounds, the farts, the belches, and the puking, none of that is actual.
Wow.
Even our favorite, like, diarrhea splatter sound, the Oprah talking to Stedman in the bathroom sound.
I can't wait to hear the details of how he does that, because even you have to get something into the sampling board to do that.
Okay, right. Oh, and listen, you know what I forgot? The very nice thing, the very nice surprise that we're going to start the show with.
Right.
We'll get to it right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Look at you. Look at you. You're so sexy. I'm getting a Woody's just looking at you.
Time for another spoof. So here's Don and Mike.
Right, now, listen, we need some more contestants for this talent show tomorrow. The What Can You Do show for the $5,000 laser eye surgery from Witten Laser Eye, 800-626-LASER. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 acts now. Need more?
All right.
Call us anytime at 877-365-3636, because we need some more acts to round out the stable.
Be nice.
Of performers tomorrow. And again, the actual part of the show where people perform will be available for our first ever attempt at a webcast.
Yeah, you're going to see it on the web.
www.donandmikefans.com.
Very good.
Don't bust our balls. We're doing the best we can with this.
See how it goes.
First time trying out the webcast. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
I was just calling to let you know that he actually calls the baby Cloud, like C-L-O-U-D.
We do a whole rip because the idiot guy that said clown.
Maybe, but, well,
Well, it was funny anyway.
Baby Cloud.
But what the hell does Baby Cloud mean?
Well, I first heard him talking about it, I thought he was talking about some Indian baby. And then I realized that he was actually talking about his own kid.
Baby Cloud is just as effed up as Baby Clown, though. So what the hell? I mean, we didn't hear it anyway. We're just going on whatever somebody calls and says.
I think it's short for Baby McCloud.
McCloud! McCloud!
Hey there, McCloud.
McCloud! So, ma'am, what act will you be doing in our What Would You Do contest?
Actually, I'm not calling for that. I'm just calling to tell you that. Sorry.
Okay. Oh. All right. Thank you, honey.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And in case you didn't notice, I said that just like the guy in The Shawshank Redemption who wants to have anal sex with Tim Robbins. Thank you, honey.
Yeah, the part that nobody remembers in the movie except for that one guy who liked the gay scene.
Hello, it's Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, I can give myself an Audgy.
Give yourself an Audgy?
Yeah.
What do you mean, an orgasm?
No, and I lean back and you go, oh, gee.
You can give yourself a Monica?
A Monica, yeah.
You can. So you can give yourself a BJ?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, you know, you might be amazed, sir, but that's actually been offered before. Although never done. Never done, though.
We weren't able to do it.
Oh, didn't we have a guy do it one time?
Yep.
Didn't he do it, Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a guy do it one time. Bent over and
actually... I thought there was a guy last time who said he wanted to do it, and we couldn't let him do it.
No, the only thing I remember that they wouldn't let us do is the guy who wanted to fist himself and crawl around the studio. I think we actually had a guy come in and actually maybe kiss it. Kiss his own wet
ew.
Oh, man, I'm even married.
Well?
I mean, you would think I wouldn't be married. I mean, if anybody that can do that, why would they get married?
Well, because I think everybody knows once you get married, your wife, it's like the contract for that is ripped up as soon as you get married. Hi, Lisa?
Hey, I think I was paying a little bit more attention to the gentleman that came here to give himself a Monica, and he did lean over and lick it and put it in his mouth. He just didn't just kiss it.
Did he finish?
He didn't take it to finish.
Oh, we don't want to see you finish.
No.
No finishing
allowed.
Have
you done that, though, where you've done that to yourself to the end?
Yeah, but I always pull out.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
I always pull out.
How do I put this? Have you tasted yourself?
On occasion.
Oh!
Ew!
Oh, now that's gross.
Wow.
That's gross. And listen, ladies, I know it's a double standard.
Yes, it is.
I know it's a double standard.
We don't need to see that.
No. God knows, I wish Frida would do it all the time. I would like to give her a 24/7 diet of that. But the thought of a guy drinking that...
I don't go all the way.
I don't care if you go... The fact that the guy's starting that procedure, I don't want to see that.
And it's the difference between night and day, when you were growing up and you had to, do the pull and pray method.
And it's his own.
And you had to pull out. I mean, it's the difference between night and day,
Let me ask you one question before we let you go. Is your ability based on your size, or is it based on your flexibility?
More my flexibility, but size helps.
So you're big.
Yeah.
How big would you
estimate? That's relative.
How big would you estimate you are?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Come on.
7 to 8 inches.
That's average.
When's the last time you did this to yourself?
Average is 4 and a quarter.
Maybe in the Spiewak house.
average is closer to 6.
When's the last time you did this to yourself?
About a week ago.
Why?
Because he can.
Jokes. They do it because they can. But really... Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just, get your jerk on?
Oh, I do that, too. I do that damn near every day.
So tell me the circumstance. I got to figure out the circumstance.
Yeah, where do you do it?
Where a guy...
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Listen. Oh. In the kitchen. Nobody's home, all right?
Yeah, that's... I know when anybody's going to pleasure themselves, they always choose the middle of the kitchen.
The kitchen.
Okay, in the kitchen, I kind of have to push myself. I lay down and I put my feet up underneath the sink.
Oh, God.
I open up the cabinets, uh-huh. And I kind of... contortion myself into the position.
You can't do that anywhere. You can't contort yourself anywhere.
I can't do it out in the open now.
No, I'm asking
like about, on your bed
sir,
or something
no.
And just swing your legs up.
You can't do it like lying on the floor under your bed?
You couldn't go down to the basement and maybe where you would have
a private room?
Well, I see. What room? Okay, no. Yeah, I guess I could find other places.
But is the kitchen a turn-on for you?
No.
So when you do this...
It's the place where I can do it. It's most comfortable. Put a pillow under my head.
Oh, God.
When you do this...
When you say put a pillow under your head, does that mean you, like, lift your legs back behind your shoulders?
Correct. bring my butt up in the air.
God damn.
So wow. Why are these feathers stuck to the floor?
Jesus Christ. So when you're doing this, when it's time, you know, when it's time for the rocket ship to blast off... I mean, what do you do?
I just pull out and finish J-O-ing.
You know, I would think, though, that the act of contorting your body into that position would take away from the pleasure of the act itself.
But on the bright side, you have never seen a shinier floor.
Oh, God.
So what happened when you accidentally tasted? And I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt by saying accidentally. Because for all I know, you do it every time.
You know, you feel it swimming around in your mouth.
Oh, okay.
All right.
No, it's a little salty.
We've reached the wall. Okay.
All right, goodbye.
Good night. Goodbye.
See ya.
I bet that never even made the air. I bet that little pixie sitting on the dump button just dumped all of that out of the show.
Wow.
Did she buzz?
No, it was on the air.
Oh, it was? Well, good. Yeah,
thank you, Pixie. Thank you. And there was nothing there that needed to be dumped off the air.
That was something.
There's nothing that needed to be dumped off the air. Thank you.
Seems like an awful lot of work.
Wonderful, Pixie.
Yeah. Especially if he's done it like more than five times.
You know, I mean, I know that, like Buzz was saying, that's the oldest joke in the world. Why do these artists do it? Because they keep...
Yeah, but you know, when you really think about it... If you could comfortably, as comfortably as you would do the other... But that, you know, putting a pillow behind your head, putting your legs... Over your shoulders, up under the sink for leverage.
I don't want to do that. I don't mind touching it, but I don't want to kiss it.
Too much work.
That's gross. It's where I go number one. Okay? It is.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. But don't let that dissuade all the girls out there listening.
Right.
Hello, because it's fine for you to put your lips where I go number one.
You would never say that in the heat of passion, though.
No, of course not.
Look into someone's eyes romantically and say, that's where I go number one.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to commend you guys. I was listening to the DJ you guys can't mention, and looks like you guys have scooped him again. Today he did about a half-hour segment with the CD you guys have been using, with the bodily fluids, you guys did the Karen Carpenter outtakes.
Yeah.
And it looks like he just discovered that CD today and spent a good portion of time going through it. And so I commend you guys on being one up and in touch with the true radio listener for today.
For today, thank you. But tomorrow
is another day.
Tomorrow's another day. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. This is
thank you.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah. You know, you were talking to that guy, and for some reason I just thought of drink no wine before it's time. But I was just really thinking that this guy is his own best friend, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. You mean the guy who can give himself a BJ? Sure he is.
Yeah, and he would really, really do well on Survivor. So, I mean, he had to be queued up for the next show or something. But
hey, I want to tell you.
Okay. All right. Wild.
I've been here all week.
Hi, right, this is Jeff Probst. Wild. Why'd you watch Mitchell blow him? Wild. Look what Kentucky Joe's doing. That's wild. Hey, Colby, come here. Look at this.
Roger. I didn't know. Well, height has its advantages.
Hello, Don. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Yeah, hi there.
I was just curious. I've never, ever listened to the Jack Diamond Show, but...
Good for you.
Well, what did he do to set you guys off so bad?
It's such a long story. It's over 10 years.
Years of history.
You guys are hardcore. You were ruthless on him.
Well, yes. He deserves it.
Okay.
I mean, someday listen to the Jack Diamond Morning Show and tell me if it's not the biggest hypocritical, condescending piece of...
But there are tons of super condescending...
But listen, this guy is the apex.
And we have personal histories with him.
But to make fun of his kid?
We're not making fun of his kid.
Clown baby?
All we're doing is commenting on something that he has brought on the air himself.
Who's that? Your head writer in back there?
No, it's just a guy I'm driving with laughing.
Yeah, we are commenting on things that he comments on himself.
Right. Well, I think it's hilarious. I'm not criticizing.
Which means it's fair game.
And I worked for him.
Right.
Years and years and years ago, and he was not exactly a nice man.
Okay.
So this whole warm and fuzzy thing that he does is funny to me. It really is, because it is hypocritical.
Gotcha.
And don't forget, the first time what really started it for us here is when we still did a morning show.
Right.
And he came to town, and his act back then was even worse than it is now, with this bull-ass, hey, I'm a nice guy, I'm a friendly guy, I'm a family guy. And we talked about him one day on the air, and we got a phone call in the office. It says Jack Diamond on the phone after the show. So we're sitting in our office, we punch up a speakerphone, and I mean,
F-U, who the F do you think you are, you effers? Wish we'd had that on tape.
You sea suckers, you guys, you can eat my ass. And then he faxed us ratings from his station in San Diego where he had just been hired from.
Where he wasn't even number one.
Yeah, right. I mean, the guy's just a douchebag. And frankly, like I've said about him all along, I feel bad for Jack Diamond's kids, his kids from his first marriage, because the guy's not been smart enough. He tries to do what at least he did with his last wife. He tries to do what I do with Frida. His last wife, he put her on the air, and he was put his kids on the air and stuff.
Right.
Except he would really exploit his kids, like have them come down and read out of joke books on holidays and stuff. And that's fine, because that's the rap that he wants to get going, okay? He obviously heard that I had Frida on the air. That's a nice way to relate to your audience. But then, he's such a douchebag, he dumps his wife for the girl who's in the band. Now, I know this because he says all this on the air,
right.
Although he says it in a flowery way to make you think that he's a great guy. How do you think his kids feel after their dad leaves and they get up to go to school in the morning and they hear their daddy talking on the radio about how he's knocked up the new wife and the new baby is going to be the love of his life? Really, how effing stupid is that? Wouldn't you think at that point, after you divorced your wife of however many years and you got four kids, you just shut up about it?
You just chill out about it. But the ego is too significant to do that.
You would just say, listen, I'm not going to talk about my personal life anymore. I got a divorce from my wife and I'm remarried now. But he can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
He can't do it. And he goes as far as to get on the air and say stuff like he's the best divorced dad in the world.
Right.
And if he won $1 million, the first thing he would do is give the money to his ex-wife.
And our theory on that was, of course, that he'd probably have to do that anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably part of the divorce agreement.
Right.
You know, I mean, so don't say to us, you know, all you talk about is baby. And we're talking about an unborn kid who he talks about on the air.
Right. And I'm frankly, not saying that what you did is bad. I couldn't care less. I'm
frankly,
just curious what set you off.
Well, now you know the history, right?
And
there you go.
And frankly, I think we have treated Jack Diamond's children from his previous marriage with more respect than he ever has, because we don't talk about them, except to say right now that, and I'm speaking just for me, I feel bad for them. I can't imagine waking up in the morning and turning on the radio and hearing your dad talk about how much in love he is with the girl that he just left your mom for. You know, that's not kosher. That's not good family stuff.
Yeah, and I think the password is shut up. Shut up about it. Find something else to talk about.
Right. I mean, you know, you had your chance to talk about your wife.
But you want to create that image. And what I've heard, I mean, you know, he's obviously so into that image that he's got it all together and he's got it totally in control. And I think that's why he somehow tries to spin every mistake he's made into something warm and fuzzy. And it's just not reality. It's kind of the opposite of what we do a lot on this show. I mean, it's not reality. And, it's kind of BSing his listening audience. And I find it disturbing.
So just be honest with your listeners. Just say, hey, I broke up with my wife. You know, I mean, frankly, if I was him, I don't think I would ever have mentioned on the air that I broke up with my wife to marry the tambourine player from my band. I don't think I would have mentioned that. That's I would think that the people who would listen to my show would think I'm a really, really bad person for doing that.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. And, you know, I don't listen very often. And it's hard, but it's just the whole presentation is just so slicky boy jive.
I mean, I've heard that
is one of the things that annoys me.
And I've heard it when he tries to make you feel sorry for him. Like around Thanksgiving when I heard him saying, yeah, it's so tough. It's, first Thanksgiving without the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, the kids are with Pam. And it's really tough, man. But
yeah, like he didn't make that bed.
But right. Lisa and I are going to make the best. We're going to go to the cabin, mm-hmm. and we're going to have a very quiet Thanksgiving. But it's the first Thanksgiving without the kids, and oh boy, that's tough.
He's the one,
right?
That had the other relationship,
right? Mm-hmm. Right. He walked out on the wife and the kids. So listen, just shut up about it, Harvey. You know, and whether it's Clown Baby or Cloud Baby,
whatever.
Either one.
Think about the other children that you fathered who are still young enough to be listening to your show every day because they still live in the area.
Right.
Think about them. You know, wait until they get out of school before you start talking about the new kid. Jesus. Really. I mean, because everything else aside, all the things that people will say about me, and people are saying bad crap about me today, that I'm mean and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I don't give a crap what you think about me, but I do love my family more than anything, and I would not turn my back on my family ever. Freedom Bart means everything in the freaking world to me. And it just pisses me off that Harvey tries to portray himself in that way. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't beat you over the head every day with how much I love my wife and how much I love my kids. As a matter of fact, I go the opposite way. Mm-hmm. I put my wife on the air telling me I'm an idiot. I got my kid on the air telling me I'm an idiot because I don't wash my hands after I go to the bathroom. Because I think that you'll find that amusing.
Right.
Okay? The truth of the matter is I love them and I'm more devoted to them than anything in the whole goddamn world.
Yeah, and they don't need it. From you on the air.
Right.
They don't need it from you on the air because they get it at home. And yeah.
They know how I really feel.
Both of us are similar in that respect.
Yeah, and Mike never talks about his family.
Your stuff that's on the air is a lot of stuff where they're beating you up, but I know the way they really feel about you, and it's funny when they do that. And my kids aren't on the air, my wife's not on the air, but I think we both have similar situations.
Right. I mean, we're secure enough that we don't have to tell you how jive, phony, fantastic everything is, because I'll be honest, I've been married for 20 years. We've had some bad times. Frida and I have had bad times. She's hated me. I've hated her. But you know what? We held it together. We love each other more than anything. I mean, what's wrong with getting on the radio and being honest and saying that? Well, why do you got to present everything, Harvey, like a fairy tale?
Yeah. All right, it's real tough without the kids. Yeah. Hey, but I'm talking to Cloud Baby right now.
Cloud Baby? What about the other four Cloud Babies you already had, you son of a bitch? Who you would bring in on bring your daughter to work day and parade them around the studio like the Cody Gifford.
Right.
You know, that's... Mike's got the thing with him about Mike worked with him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then you hang up. You dumb douchebag.
He got tired of it.
Well, too bad. Too bad. I'm really on a roll here. I'm speaking from the heart now.
I do have the personal history with the guy. And some of the stuff some of the crap he pulled, some of the stuff I can't even mention on the radio, really. That was just so over the top. So funny. And, stuff that we would do behind his back at the radio station because he was not the most well-liked guy in the world.
And I only
ended up when he left. You know, when he left that job, I ended up getting that job. I ended up being the program director for two radio stations when he basically, I think in two or three days, decided he was programming two radio stations. And then one day, I'm out of here. And he just split, leaving like the ownership and everything just high and dry. And, and saying, okay, things will be fine. And another guy took over, and then shortly after that guy left, and I ended up getting the job. You know that, my buddy Chuck.
Yeah, sure, yeah, Chuck did.
Chuck
right?
was, you know, just immediately, overnight, this guy. That's how he left, too. He left just like he does everything else.
I mean, I only hate him because we competed against him and because he was such a phony on the air. And off the air, the guy would, like, call us up and say all these awful things to us. And one time he had the balls to come down here to the stage. First off, he called Ken Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine this, one disc jockey from another station calling another disc jockey's general manager to ask Ken to please have us stop talking about him.
Right.
Do you believe that? Ken came in and said, you're not going to believe who just called me up. Jack Diamond called me up and asked me to tell you to stop making fun of him.
Mm-hmm.
I said, please, F you. So we said to Jack Diamond, okay, come down to the station. And he came down that day.
He did indeed.
Yeah. He came down. He brought coffee mugs that day. What a phony. I mean, he didn't come down as man to man, like, hey, let's get the problems between us solved.
Right.
No, it was more of his giant phoniness. I just hate him. I just really hate him.
Please.
I'd be glad to raise his children. I mean that seriously.
You could do that.
I would. I'd raise his children.
Seriously.
I do. I would raise them in a good, loving environment.
Mm-hmm.
I would do it. At least I'd have a daddy around.
Okay.
You know, and I know that, what's he going to say about me? What? That I was divorced
mm-hmm.
and I had a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know the difference, Harvey? When I was married over 22 years ago and I had a child, I really effed that up bad. I effed it up real, real bad. I got married way too young. I had a kid. I didn't see her for like 15 years. But I'm not here lying about it. You know, I'm embarrassed about it. I feel bad. I'm trying to fix it. I'm not on the air BSing everybody about it.
Yeah, saying you're not embarrassed about anything.
Tell everybody I love my ex-wife. Please. Why do you think I divorced the bitch? Right?
Right.
No, if I got $1 million, I'm going to give it to my ex-wife, Dawn, working at the sewage plant in Wisconsin.
And you know, I mean, the odds are overwhelming that that would probably be part of the agreement anyway.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, that he would have to do that. That if he wasn't doing that, I'd give half. Probably has to.
Please.
Probably has to give half.
Sure.
Everything he makes.
Goddamn. The only thing on this show is true is the way that Rob treats his wife. I mean, no, we kid about that,
yeah.
But that is true because that poor Carrie Spiewak,
she's struggling.
Yes, she is.
Our prayers are with her.
Yes, we think about her every night, Rob.
She deserves it, though. You have to admit.
Oh God,
no!
The minister of hate.
She deserves it.
There he is.
If she would only be better.
What did he say?
If she would only be better.
Oh,
you know, I do have.
Me halfway.
You haven't told her about this yet, have you?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, when we come back,
okay.
You know, we really got off topic here with Jack Diamond.
It was fun though.
But when we come back, something very nice, in a roundabout way, nice for the show, and the most, more specifically, nice for Rob and Carrie Spiewak.
Wonderful.
Okay, we'll get to that. I promise. When we come right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reg!
Barons of the Jizz Biz, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, let me see if we have someone for the contest here online before our good news for Rob. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Jack Diamond. I feel so bad you've been talking about me for the past half an hour, and I feel so guilty with all the things I've ever done.
I don't think this individual wants to participate in the contest.
I don't think so either.
Or gets it.
I'm sorry.
What is this? Somebody pretending to be Jack Diamond.
Oh,
crying.
I got you. Oh, okay. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hello, Don. Hello, Mike.
Hi there.
Good to hear you. I wasn't really calling for the contest, but I just wanted to say thank you, Don, for improving my 15-mile commute on the Beltway in the mornings.
Why?
First is given, my afternoon commute is like an hour, hour and a half to get home, and you guys make it the best. I don't get the road rage anymore, and I really like the commute. Mm. But it's the morning commute that has really improved. You turned me on to some of the best, worst DJs I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you. And that's the goal. Now, just be careful, though, because we got to watch it when we talk about JD.
Right, because I understand.
On the occasions, and really, this is documented in the Arbitron.
Yes, he's had an amazing spike when we do what we just did.
Yeah. When we talk about him like for a half hour,
right.
Lots of people will tune in the next day to hear if he's as bad as we really said he is.
Yeah. Oh, no. My morning commute used to be like 30 to 35 minutes to get to work.
For the record, everything aside with Big Bird, we recommend that you listen to this station in the morning.
Amen.
Yeah. You know. I've got five stations programmed for my morning commute, and they're all the worst I've ever heard.
Well, just make one of them Big Bird. You know, that makes us happy. I mean, after all, we are in this thing.
It is. It's one of them. I mean, I don't know if I can do the call letters, but...
We are in this thing for WJFK radio.
Unfortunately, that's one of the stations I've got programmed in the morning.
Well, that's what I just said that you should do.
He's not a good listener.
He doesn't get it.
No, I got it.
Right. All right. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm an angry bald guy. And I'm calling because you guys, you know, you might have this guy come down, and if he loses a bet, he's going to shave his head, and Mike's going to shave his head if the Boston Red Sox deal falls through.
You think we're discriminating against bald people, sir? Is that the point of this call?
No, not at all, because what I think is that you're doing it wrong. Shaving your head, fully shaving your head, is a fashion statement now. I think you should...
No. Listen, hold on, please. Let me interrupt you for a second.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who lost a bet a couple of years ago and had to shave my head.
Yeah.
Let me say, on a brother, it looks great.
Yeah.
On a white guy, it is possibly the worst possible look you could have, and I am living proof. Nobody whiter in this room than me.
Right.
Even though I've often said I'm the blackest white guy on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really white.
Well, I understand.
And it looked awful, and I'm looking at Mike right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And trying to picture Mike with a shaved head if he loses the bet.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a fashion statement.
Well, picture Mike with a shaved, with a bald head like most people have, and a comb over. That's how, if you really want to get somebody for losing a bet.
You mean you have them leave like four strands of hair and do a comb over?
Well, more than that. My point is, I mean, Yul Brynner made his mark with a bald head, and you're right, Michael Jordan, the black guys with the bald heads, it's very fashionable. But the fact of the matter is that when you lose a bet, damn it, you should come away humiliated.
Listen,
you should have
again. I'm sorry that you're bald and you're used to it.
Yeah.
I had my head shaved and I was humiliated.
Yeah,
I mean, the day after
didn't say, "Oh, you look cute." Oh, stop worrying. You look real cute.
Hey, will I be able to, if I lose this bet, and incidentally, I'm feeling very good about this bet.
Sure.
Yeah. TMS.
Especially after watching the my beloved last night just absolutely destroy the Seattle Mariners. I mean, just pound them into oblivion.
It is only May 9th, and I'd also like to point out that...
Rather be in first place on May 9th than be in last place on May 9th.
I'd like to point out that some of your other first place teams right now, there are the Minnesota Twins.
Yes.
The Chicago Cubs.
Right.
You know, like, I think Philadelphia might be in first place.
Yes.
A bunch of crappy teams are in first place.
Well, I know.
I hope you win the bet. I really hope you win the bet because I'd love to see Boston in the World Series, and I'd like to see him take the World Series. I just think that shaving your head fully is just too fashionable. I just don't
hold
think
on.
You come away.
You know what? I'm sure there will be a picture when I shave my head.
Yes.
I don't think it'll be. I won't feel fashionable. I will have baseball hat close by.
Yeah, and listen, you said something. Let me see if my wife's at home. Because you said
there's nothing in that bet about me, you know, wearing a baseball hat. I'll leave my head shaved, and I'll let you all look at it like during a break.
What?
But when I walk out of there, I'm putting a baseball cap.
I wore a hat constantly.
Right.
Hey, listen, here's my wife on the phone.
Yeah.
We were just talking about the head shaving bet.
And darling.
He said something like, oh, I bet when you went home, Frida said, oh, you look so cute when I had to have my head shaved.
We didn't want to be seen with you.
No, and sir, that's...
I remember that.
That's the truth.
He looked horrible. It was embarrassing.
That's the truth. Do you know that my kid didn't want me to... Didn't want me to take him to school in the morning?
And said, please,
I understand
Daddy.
The kid. I understand Bart not wanting to be seen with you, but that... I mean, that...
Well, we're not going to do a comb-over, sir.
No, I didn't want to have sex with him. He was not attractive.
It is plenty humiliating to have your head shaved.
Well,
plenty humiliating. And it's not like I went home and my wife said, God, you look so cute. Really, I mean, she made me feel awful. I went home and she said, you look awful without your hair.
It work, look awful.
May work for you, sir, but it's not for everybody.
Well, that's...
And frankly, let me go up one step further. I bet it doesn't work for you. It's just, you're stuck, so you're making the best of a bad situation like I would.
Oh, no, I wear a hat constantly. I wear a hat from the time, I mean, my hat goes on the bedpost. When I wake up in the morning, I put it on, and when I go to bed at night, it goes back on the bedpost. You wouldn't believe how many women I've heard say, oh, bald men are sexy. Well, yeah, will you sleep with me? Hell no.
Yeah, right, sure.
No, there are some attractive bald men. I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Yeah, but you would not categorize me as one of them, would you, honey?
Some men it works for. I think maybe if you're black, it's a better look than if you're white, because you did kind of look three stoogey.
Well, that's what Don said before.
Yeah.
It's a brother thing.
Yeah, the brothers look good. A three stoogey. And, Mike, think of that if you lose the bet. Because that's really what it's all about. Is really
yeah.
No, you don't want to make... Look. What was the one that... Was it Curly that had no hair?
Yeah, right.
You don't want to have sex with Curly.
And Curly had a crew cut. Curly wasn't totally shaved.
Well, yeah. No, he was pretty much shaved. It wasn't a crew cut.
Oh, no, you're right. Sex. He has
Curly had a stubble.
Stubble.
Yeah, what you have.
Yeah.
What you have when you got your...
Make your way up to Curly a week.
When I was shaved, though, it was down to skin.
Mm-hmm.
Mean off. Honey?
Your head, it just has moles on it that you don't even know exist until you uncover that area.
Yeah, I have bad bumps in my head.
Yeah,
and
I got
stuff.
Bad bumps on the back of my head.
Yeah.
I got a weird shaped head.
It was so
white.
Comes
to a complete point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other thing, right? Even though it was the dead of winter. Yeah,
like well, no, it wasn't. It was like Thanksgiving, remember?
Well, that's wintertime. I mean,
yeah, you had some color on your face and,
I know, and
that
I
white, bumpy head.
I look like an idiot. Looked like Joe Chemo is what I looked like. It was awful. All right. Thank you, honey, for backing me up on that.
Well, all right, boo-boo. But also, you probably don't want me to mention this. You know, I got an email from your trainer about your hand washing at the club.
My hand washing at the club?
Mm-hmm.
What does he care about my hand washing?
Well, he just heard the show, and he was,
God.
It never ends, does it? It never ends for me. Remember what I was saying about 20 minutes ago?
How do you know that he wasn't saying you always wash your hands at the club? How do you know that?
Because I know he's a ball buster. What did his email say?
He said you never wash them there either.
What was the guy follow you into the locker room?
And how would he know? He does not come into the locker room with me.
I don't know. I guess on the times that he's noticed, or maybe, they're not damp when you put on the gloves.
Yeah,
I don't
totally
know. I didn't ask the details.
No, totally fabricating.
Well, when I do my kickboxing with him, when I put the gloves on, it's before. And no, I don't wash my hands before I go to the gym to work out. That's ridiculous.
No, but it was a reference to your bathroom. After using the facilities.
I don't go to the bathroom at the health club.
Well, there you go.
I don't.
Everybody's against you.
Yes.
Oh, God.
You know, I wish to God, again, when's God going to help me out? 20 minutes ago, wasn't I just saying how much I love my family?
Yes, you were.
And I purposely let them come on the air and bust my balls.
That's right.
Because I feel secure in my relationship with my family.
Mm-hmm.
But do you hear this, how the deck is stacked against me?
It's tough. It's a tough day for you today. I'll give you that. You're having a bad day.
Yeah.
No, you are not.
Yes, I am. People called in and said that I'm mean to Mike.
They did.
Oh, well, sorry about that, boo, but you're a very sweet, loving person, and I had a nice day with you for the 10 or 15 minutes I saw you this morning. You were very cute when you were asking me to cook your food because you burnt it and you said it doesn't taste good when I don't cook it. You were very sweet.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I tried to make myself the omelet this morning, this goddamn egg beaters and whatever crap she puts in there.
I heard the smoke alarm go off.
It wasn't good. I said, please, I need you to fix my food, please.
Secret to egg beaters, make yourself an egg white omelet. It's the same as egg beaters, but it's just a little more natural.
Well, egg beaters is easier, though.
Yeah, it is.
You just pour the goo into the pan.
I bet I could teach you how to make a good egg white omelet. I really could, because it does take a little doing. Well, Frida obviously would know about egg whites.
No, but I'm not looking for more work.
No,
you got to separate. Of course, you got to crack the egg and then separate the yolk.
No, she's the one who taught me the easy way.
A few weeks ago when I said to him when I wasn't going to be around, darling, you have to make your own omelet today. He said, I don't know how. How do you make it? Well,
I really am an egg white omelet expert.
Don't you think an omelet is pretty self-explanatory?
No, I think an omelet is extremely difficult to make.
I've never made one, and frankly, when I've been, when your sister had that, her birthday party, and they hired the omelet guy to come over, I stood in amazement.
It's not an easy thing to do.
All you do is put
something in the middle and fold it over. It really doesn't need instructions.
Yeah, but you know, to do it well, it works best with olive oil.
Yeah, we use olive oil for everything.
Yeah, olive oil's the best.
We use it, everything from our bedroom to the kitchen. Only olive oil.
Good for you.
All right, sweetie, love
you. All right, I love you too.
See ya.
All right,
the key to a great omelet is getting that little pan that you see them use at the omelet bars. If you use a different pan, you're screwed. I mean, you can make an omelet in another pan, but the best way to do it is do it so you have that little omelet pan, and then don't use the spatula.
Right.
Well, I think it is called a spatula. Don't use that regular spatula. Use that thing that you make. Rob, what's the thing called that you make like frosting with and stuff?
It's a spatula, like a scraping spatula.
A scraping spatula.
You don't want to use like
rubber
pancakes.
It's easier for me just to ask her to make it. She makes it good. I make it bad. She makes it good.
It relaxes me, though.
And centers you.
It relaxes and centers me. And I don't wash my hands.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike. It's Chris the Gambler.
Oh, Chris the Gambler. Hi, Chris.
Hi, and I want to tell you, my wife actually liked it. It was a good week at my house with the bald head.
Yeah, but you actually shaved your head, and your hair was down to the nub anyway.
Well, I mean, you know.
Aren't you a brother anyway?
You're a brother.
It doesn't count for a black guy.
You look fine. You look fine after we shaved your head.
Hey, Mike, I was calling it because my mom really enjoyed that, and I told her, she asked me what it was. I said it was a friend of mine. She said he should do it for a living. I was like, okay, then I told her the truth.
What are you talking about?
I know what he's talking about.
Mike called my mom.
You called his mom off the air as Harry Morgan.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember. Wasn't that when Harry Morgan said, your son's a homosexual?
Yes, you told her that we were in a Turkish bathhouse.
Okay, that's right. Now I remember. I hope she enjoyed it. You told me she'd enjoy it, so that's why I did it like that.
Thank you, Chris.
Hello, Chris. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. What I did was during the break, I went out and called his mom's answering machine, left a message saying, hi. Mom's name was like Evelyn or something. Hi, Evelyn, Harry Morgan. I'm here with your son. He's gay, and we're in a Turkish bathhouse rubbing each other down.
That's all the guy wanted. He came down to shave his head because he had lost a bet, and he just wanted Mike to call his mom as Harry Morgan, not on the air or anything.
Right.
Just in real life.
Didn't go too far. You know, I didn't say, you know, he's effing me.
Good for you, Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It was so good.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Don.
Yes.
I wanted to remind you of something a little bit ago.
Deeper.
Yeah. about 5 minutes ago, you said, God, why can't I get God to love me or something to that effect?
No, why can't I get God to listen to me?
Right.
Well, okay, let me remind you of one thing that happened which proves that he does. Remember that $1,000 you won at church?
No, listen, I know. I just wish. Here's what I wish with God.
With my nipples.
I wish it was.
Harry.
I don't want to play with God's nipples. I wish it was a two-way conversation. I wish that it wasn't always just me talking and him listening.
I hear you.
And I hate. I'm glad that I won the money at church. And you're right, that was a sign from God. Mm-hmm. But frankly, I'd like to have a conversation with the dude. I think I've earned it.
Tongue my taint.
Oh, now listen. I don't want to tongue God's taint.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Although I'd be cool with that, getting up there and having God be Harry Morgan.
Hi, how are you? Boy, you've had a life on you. Welcome. Yeah, you're right. Come on in.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I'd like to join the What Would You Do contest.
Oh, God. Mm. You know, it's been so long since we talked about it. Yes, and the question is,
juggle the balls.
What would you do for a $5,000 laser eye surgery tomorrow on the show?
I would take a high-powered laser.
How old are you?
109.
Let's hear the idea anyway.
You take a high-powered laser.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah, and shine it into my eye for 15 minutes.
Oh, come on.
Get out of here.
How about I stab my eye with a fork?
What are you wasting my time with that for? Please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I just want to let you know, I spent 4 days in the Bahamas with Mr. Jack Diamond.
Hold on. Before we get into another Jack Diamond thing, really, we do only have 7 contestants for the What Would You Do contest tomorrow. We got to get some more acts.
We need more participation.
Because listen, it's going to be our first ever webcast, and we got to have more than 7 acts. So
get on my knob.
What time do I need to be there?
Think about it. Hold on. You can talk about Jack Diamond in a second, but what can you do
for a $5,000 laser eye surgery. Those will be the calls we take exclusively for the rest of the show.
Use your fist.
At 877-365-3636, okay? So this guy will be the last non-contest caller that we take.
And I'm getting bored with the Jack Diamond stuff, frankly. I really am.
Yeah, because you know what? We're going to give him a huge tune-in tomorrow.
Exactly.
Deserve it.
Really. Unless it's something really bad.
I just wanted to...
Is it something really bad?
He's a prick.
Is it something really bad, yes or no?
Well, I kind of thought he was coming.
Yeah. No, you know what? I deleted that out. I don't believe that.
Why?
Thank you, though. Because I don't believe that.
Right.
Now, get out of here. Please, come on. Only contest players for the rest of the show.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
God knows. Thank you. I mean, Harry knows.
Diddle me.
God knows. Okay, now.
Make it spit.
Let's get to the, well.
I got a break again.
Got a break. And then.
Pay the light bill.
Happy news for Rob. And listen, the contest tomorrow.
Yes.
It's going to be quite embarrassing if we have our first ever webcast and we only have seven acts.
It would.
To win this $5,000 prize.
It burns.
So if you're interested in participating, please call Lisa right now at 877-365-3636.
My snake's on fire.
We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show. It's another Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. Here's our staff announcer to tell you more.
Hi, I'm Pete Johnson, the wacky engineer from the Don and Mike Show. You like breasts? How about some nice cooter? Would you get a flash looking at some gash? And join Don and Mike in their Las Vegas-style show. And it's this Friday night at the Fable State Theater in Portland, Maine. You got to be 21 to get in. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Like DNA, like B&B, come to the show. Condoms optional. For the Don and Mike Show, I'm Pete Johnson.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show.
Now go F yourself.
Don't miss it.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
They try their damn best. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
I just figured out today,
what's that?
When I was watching this video by Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
Anybody watch him? Anybody seen this video?
It must be the money.
It must be the money. I think the video is a parody of Smokey and the Bandit.
Really?
Yeah. Because Nelly is driving a Trans Am,
right?
And behind him are some of his homeboys.
Yes.
And they're driving an 18-wheeler, and they're being chased by
a Smokey?
A big, fat, black sheriff.
Okay.
Who has, it's like, you know, all brothers in this video. And the guy next to the Jackie Gleason character, the sheriff, is a guy wearing a tuxedo, like Buford Justice's son,
right,
in the movie. So if anybody's seen the Nelly video, I'd like to know, is it a takeoff of Smokey and the Bandit?
Because it was on yesterday's show when we were going into great detail
about Smokey and the Bandit.
On the plot, and we actually read the plot of Smokey and the Bandit, which was very complex.
And then I saw the video today, and I thought, I've seen this video, this Nelly video, 1,000 times.
Maybe that's, it sounds like that's what it is.
Because he's driving a black Trans Am.
Right, and then he's being chased by a sheriff.
Right. And he's got a big 18-wheeler behind him. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don.
You calling for the contest?
Guys, how are you?
Are you calling for the contest?
Yes, what would you do contest.
Beautiful. And what would you do for laser eye surgery tomorrow?
Don, for you guys, I would eat 4 live goldfish. One for you, Rob, Buzz, and Mike.
I think you'd have to do better than 4. I think we've had a guy who's eaten plenty more than 4.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I was willing to eat them in favor of, you know, the laser eye surgery. Maybe dipped in something of your preference?
No, not thick enough.
Not thick enough. Thank you, though. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You calling for the contest?
No, I was calling about the Nelly video.
Oh, is it a takeoff of Smokey and the Bandit?
Directly. That's what it's meant for.
Yeah, funny. And I've seen the video like a million times, and it wasn't until I was watching it today that I figured out, hey, because we've done all the talking about Smokey and the Bandit.
Right.
Yeah, it even has him picking up a chick in a bride's dress.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right, Radio Gods.
Hey, why do they, what are the words they delete out on MTV?
Which ones? Like ho?
I don't know. In that video, they've got like five different times when they just... Something is about smoke. Was it smoking weed in the limo?
Oh, smoking an L. Like a blunt.
Smoking a blunt. They cut that out.
Yeah.
What else did they cut out?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen it in a while.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
All right.
Word up.
All right. Thank you. Right. Word to your mother. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey. Mom?
You calling for the contest?
Yeah, this is Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
Hey, what would you do? What can you do?
It's not what I can do. It's what my dog and my monkey can do.
Your dog and your monkey?
Come on now. If you're full of BS, don't waste our time.
No, seriously. I got a Rhesus monkey and a Weimaraner.
You're kidding me.
And I've trained the monkey to go down on the Weimaraner.
No way.
Come on.
Don't toy with us.
It's something. It's kind of sick, you know. But
much as I would pray for this to be true.
Well, mm-hmm. If this was true, I'm reasonably sure we'd be speaking to our winner.
Yeah. You have taught your monkey to perform oral on your dog.
Yeah. Well, you know, I taught the dog, or I trained the dog to lay on his back. You know.
You are lying. You are so lying.
No, seriously. And then the monkey, he likes chocolate syrup, right?
Wrong.
Pour the chocolate syrup on the dog and train the monkey to do it. The dog gets a kick out of it now. So he doesn't even move. If anything, he looks forward to it now.
Hold on, please. Let Lisa
don't
get
toy with us, but if it's true, it would be truly something.
Let Lisa get your information. We'll call you back.
All right.
Hold on. Lisa, let me know how fast he hangs up. Stay on the line, please.
No problem.
All right.
Put him on hold.
He's lying. I think he's called before.
Line number one.
But boy, is he staying on the line?
Yeah, and she's picked it up. Now we'll find out. Lisa, come in immediately and tell us if it's a real number or a bogus number.
I would anticipate my laughter. I mean, we would hurt. If that was really something that was done, it would be
and you know what?
Fracturingly funny.
That would make internet history.
Oh, God.
I mean, you want to kick off a webcast?
Right.
And so many people are calling about the address tomorrow for the webcast, and we'll be giving it out tomorrow. It's www.donandmikefans.com.
For some reason, people have a lot of trouble with that.
Yeah, it seems
a
like
lot of difficulty.
Very simple.
DonandMikeFans.com. Sometimes we say Don and Mike Fan. We should say DonandMikeFans.com.
Right. It's a very simple address. It's the unofficial official website of the show. And Charlie's been working with them, and he's told me that you can go to this website now, as a matter of fact, and they have a soundboard where you can actually hit a button and you can hear all of our Pete Johnson tapes.
Right.
Cool. So, like, you can make your own Pete Johnson goofball bits.
Mm-hmm.
If you want. You could call your friends up and go, hey.
Go, Bob. On my knob. Ass munch.
All right, the guy is off line one. Lisa, was he real or bogus?
You know he was bogus.
Well, he didn't give me a phone number. And
he's bogus.
Well, he sounded legit, or else he's a really good actor. He was very worried about being reported to animal control people or being busted for something and putting it on the internet. He said he's done it for bachelor parties.
You know, that sounds legit that he's worried about animal control.
I mean, he sounded real and sincere, and he said that he would talk to some people and call us back.
Well, you know what? If he would want, we would put the put those black things over the dog and the monkey's eyes so that no, you know, those black bars?
They can't be identified.
So that no one could identify the dog or the monkey.
Yeah, our wizards in video editing would do that.
No, we could actually have Rob stand in front of the stand in front of the animals and actually hold black pieces of paper in front of the dog and the monkey's faces.
You know, we saw about a little chocolate syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's getting hurt.
Right.
You know, it's really not cruel to the dog at all.
It's not cruel to the dog. It's not cruel to the monkey.
But the dog loves it. And what's the monkey? It's a monkey.
It's a monkky, but I mean, it's chocolate syrup. It's not really anything sexual.
It's chocolate syrup for a dog's wiener. God, I hope that's legit.
I do, too.
That would be the best stunt
ever.
Yes, it would.
It's a helper monkey. Handicapped people have. It's a helper monkey.
It's a pet trick.
It's helping the dog out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's see Letterman do that on his stupid pet trick.
Hey, Dave.
Hi, Dave. My name is Rob. I'm from Virginia. And,
yeah.
My dog is going to come out and perform oral sex. The monkey's going to perform oral sex on the dog.
Oh, yeah. You're going to use the chocolate syrup?
Yes, we are, Dave.
Oh, wow. I'm losing weight.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to top the last guy.
Mm-hmm.
My name's Nathan. I'm a pyrotechnician from a company called General Fire. I would like to come out with my assistant, Ryan, while I don a Nomi fire suit and have him blast me with a flamethrower.
So you want to put on a flame retardant suit?
Yes.
And have a guy shoot a fire extinguisher or a flamethrower at you?
Yes. We test these suits for this company.
I think if you sign the waiver, you know, we could put him out in the front yard.
Worth a try.
What the hell?
Right out on the front.
Rob, you
right out on the front lawn.
I do too. I my crap detector is like throbbing right now. Rob, what do you think?
I don't think it's true. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see him do it without the suit.
You don't think he's a legit caller?
I don't.
Really?
No.
Which do you think was more legit, both of you guys? The guy with the dog or this guy?
I think the guy with the dog. What are the suits made of, sir?
Well, they're made of a fire retardant material.
What is the fire retardant material?
We'll use Kevlar.
Kevlar is a bulletproof material.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so what is the fire retardant material that you use in your suits?
Kevlar.
Kevlar is a bulletproof material.
And it also is flame retardant.
I get a hunch that the retardant material in that suit might be this guy.
Retarded, flame retarded.
What is the primary ingredient in Kevlar?
It's a fiber.
Mm-hmm. Right. How hot does the flame from a flamethrower get?
Oh, about 2,600 degrees.
Really? What's the proper temperature for cooking French fries?
I couldn't tell you that. I'd say 365.
This flamethrower that you use, is it a military flamethrower?
No, it's not.
What do you use?
What's a civilian flamethrower?
Acetylene gas.
It's a what?
Acetylene gas.
So it's a torch?
Basically.
Really? You know, maybe the guy's on the level. Just tell us, are you jerking our chain or not?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm willing to come down.
What is the company that you work for?
It's called General Fire. And we test suits for the company called Nomi. They make fire suits for racing and other protective uses.
All right. Listen, hold on.
Sounds now easy.
Hold on.
He answered all our questions.
Yeah, let Lisa put you through the ringer. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Well, look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
This is a good sign for the contest. Even if people are jerking our chains a little bit, I'm getting optimistic here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi.
We got to get this monkey and this dog together. The monkey licked chocolate off the dog's stomach or something?
Listen, yeah, I don't see why we couldn't find a way around, even if it was just the genital thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. Please.
No. We got to get on this bestiality thing.
Call us back, dude, because, you know, frankly, the dog thing, we've had dogs on the air before, but we've never had a monkey on the air.
Yeah,
if we have to do it where the dog is licking, where the monkey is licking chocolate syrup off the dog's stomach, it'll be good, too.
And
we got to get these two together.
And if his head happens to go south a little,
right?
You know,
right.
Who are we to control nature?
We'll have a monkey lick chocolate off the dog's stomach.
Call back. Yeah, we got to get that dude to call back. What did Lisa say? He didn't leave a phone number.
No,
she said
he might be gone. Is what he said.
Please, we're praying you call back.
That would be wonderful.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How are you, Don and Mike?
Hi, we're great. Are you calling for the contest tomorrow?
I sure am.
Well, what is it you can do?
I've got a mouse, chocolate syrup.
Loves toying with us. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, that guy with the fire, whatever, really wasn't paying attention to him, but he was calling from Washington State. He just forgot to tell you guys.
Yay!
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
The guy before mentioned it was bestiality. Yeah. Bestiality is between humans and dogs.
Right. All right, thank you. Well, of course, we should have gone to our bestiality expert, Buzz.
Yes, you should have.
You should have called me. I don't understand.
Yeah.
No. Bestiality is between humans and dogs. Between dogs and another animal is the circus.
Hello, the Don and Mike Show. Hello. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you calling for the contest?
Yeah, calling for the contest.
Yeah, well, what can you do?
I will take a 1997 Lexus ES300 and chainsaw it in half.
Your car?
My car. No, your car.
No, not really. Is it your car?
It's my car. I'll throw it away, too.
You come down with a pink slip. You show us ownership of the car. Absolutely.
By the way, buddy, this is 2001. We call them, you know, the registration, a pink slip. I mean, we're not drag racing in the race.
And listen, by the way, buddy, I think you're full of crap anyway. I'm just indulging you here for a moment for entertainment.
Well, I'll tell you what. Even if I am full of crap, at least the car that I'm attempting to cut in half is nicer than your piece of, you know what, Cadillac.
So you're just calling the bus balls. Who are you?
Who am I?
He's some
dick.
Some dickhead. We're doing a show here. Knock it off.
Oh, knock me off.
No. Come on, go to hell.
Oh, God.
Go fist yourself, pimple ass.
Come on, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
And Buzz.
Thanks.
Hey, Don, I want to tell you how to make the perfect omelet without using your stove.
Oh, hold on, listen. No calls except contest calls for the rest of the show. Thank you, though.
Damn. I'm sorry.
Thank you, though.
Okay.
Save it for the next time I'm sick when Mike does another one of his, another one of his cooking shows. Hello, Don and Mike. Hey, Lisa, why did you close all the blinds? I hate it when they do that. I enjoy seeing actual outside light.
Hey, now you can get a nice view of Tim McCarthy.
And for some reason, all I'm seeing now is the lovely ass of Wendell Hall in the hallway.
Jesse!
They've closed all the blinds in the hall.
Something like that.
No, you know what I think it might be? They might be testing the webcam, and they're trying to cut down on the glare from outside. Is that what you guys are doing? Hey, Rob, why'd they close all the blinds? Do you know?
Yes, I do.
Hate to take you away from your meal.
Well, I was out there actually checking out because I thought you might ask. There was some guy looking in the windows, and they're dissuading him from doing that.
Oh, I gotcha.
Okay.
All right. Someone looking in the windows. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike. What is up?
Hi.
I would like to be in your contest.
No. You know, I think any guy that uses a fake accent should get
through. No, I will eat chocolate syrup.
No.
Okay. Goodbye. Get out of here. All right. No one wants to take this seriously.
Guess not.
What's wrong with people? But it's this day. It's this day. Everybody's got an agenda. But I do think something deep in my soul tells me that the guy with the monkey and the dog was on the level.
I hope so.
Because frankly...
I really hope so.
And I hope you people are not offended. Because if you're offended, please don't be offended. Elvis, I'm talking to someone else.
Right.
Frankly, I don't think this audience is bright enough to come up with that on their own.
I know.
To goof us with.
I hope it's legit, but I'm really disturbed that he didn't give a phone number.
Call back, sir. Please. We won't turn you into animal love.
We will not. Hey, it's a simple animal trick with chocolate syrup on a dog's stomach. Right.
Which might drip down to his wiener.
Right.
And his nuts. And his duke. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well.
Like, do you know your contest?
It's always there with you.
Well, they're animals.
You protest so much, but yet it always gets back to them.
Hi, are you calling for the contest?
Yeah.
What would you like to do?
I'll bring my car down there, but as many people, either from your office or off the street, just destroy my car until it's just a pile of rubble.
Now, that would be acceptable. Again,
car destruction is always very good.
And, you know, not to use the antiquated speak, but if you have the pink slip, the registration, as long as you can prove you own the car, that would be perfectly acceptable.
That's no problem at all.
All right, hold on a second. Yeah, because, you know, even if it's a junky car, right,
it'd be fun.
Who wouldn't want to come down and just take a slam at a car?
Get a big sledgehammer.
Yeah. Hey, do you remember that time that we destroyed a car?
Yeah, we had a sledgehammer, right?
Yes, when the Redskins were playing the Minnesota Vikings, and we had a car that was a purple car, and we just went outside one day.
You and I get the first two cracks at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's the most fun. You know, front and back windshield.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I want to know who's going to win the laser eye surgery, the monkey or the dog?
Okay, in that
yesterday, people were trying to win for, like, their wives and stuff, and you wouldn't allow that. So.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
Hey, you're pretty smart.
Goodbye. Hey. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I want to sign up for your freak show.
What do you want to do?
I can eat 100 goldfish in 10 minutes.
If this is a serious challenge, we would accept it.
No, it's serious. It is.
100 goldfish in 10 minutes?
Have you done it before?
Yeah, I have at parties and stuff.
Okay, hold on a second, dude.
Wait a second, guys.
What?
If you don't like...
Yeah.
Get him off the line.
I got him off the line.
He's trouble. Give me his phone number, though, Rob. Line number 6.
Jeez.
Give me his phone number.
God damn.
What's wrong with it? It's the day.
Yeah.
It's the day. It's low pressure system creeping up on us.
I wanted to do something bad to somebody. He really did.
God.
Okay, let's break, okay?
Yes, yeah. Let's take a break.
Let's break, and, oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. I'll be placing a phone call
in just a moment.
Wonderful.
Wonderful gentleman.
That'll be true. Well, when we come back, I know I've talked about this most of the day, and I promise, unless we get more great contest calls, we're going to go with something very special for Rob Spiewak right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Virginia, hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They were on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. But you could doctor tapes.
Don't know could fill a book. Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
What you don't know could fill a book.
Pickle the Duke, useless prick.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, calling for the what would you do contest?
Yeah, what would you do?
I'd be willing to stop a large window fan on high with my bare ass.
With your bare ass?
My bare ass.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good act. That's a good act. You must really
Bonnie
have
white ass.
You must have bad eyes.
I have bad eyes.
I mean, the laser surgery kicks ass.
Will you be providing your own fan?
I can provide my own fan.
Beautiful. Hold on a moment, please. Talk to Lisa. Lisa, line three. Grab that guy immediately. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hi. Great, thanks.
Hey, listen, I was just scamming the radio station that you guys were on break, and I came across another station that's on the air in the D.C. area, and he was bad-mouthing you guys.
What station?
The guys that throw the festival every year.
Well, just so what is the station?
WHFS.
Oh, please, how are they possibly bad-mouthing us?
Well, they said he doesn't listen to his own station he works out. He says he listens to the aged, too fat guys that are allegedly the number one Arbitron-rated duo. So, just
I didn't follow this.
You're mumbling. Try not to mumble when you're telling this story.
Okay.
All right, what did he say? And who said it?
Graham.
Who is that?
I guess he's the DJ.
Okay, he's a DJ.
And he said that he doesn't listen to his own station when he works out. He listens to the aged, too fat guys who are allegedly the number one Arbitron-rated station.
Well, that's fine.
Well, he was saying he listens to it.
Yeah. You know, and the fight about allegedly, we couldn't say it if it wasn't true.
And if he what he's saying, it sounds like, you correct me if I'm wrong, sir, what he's saying is when he's working out, he listens to us.
Right, but it was in the negative sense that he didn't believe you guys that you were the Arbitron.
Oh, no, listen, I want to tell you something. Someone who works at WHFS, and please, WTEM has better ratings than WHFS. So you know that WHFS knows what a bad rating book is because they suffer through it every time.
And why he's saying alleged is because they probably don't circulate the rating book around that station.
Yeah, because they
might have people up on top of the building.
Because they don't want them to see that, like, they're the 25th ranked radio station. They get beat by WAVA in the ratings. They get beat by a goddamn religious station.
And that's a negative and a positive, so I don't have a problem with that.
No,
the guy's saying he listens to us, that's fine. I mean, everybody does.
And, you know, frankly, about this stuff with being allegedly number one Arbitron rated, I got news for you. The Arbitron ratings company would come after us. If we were running something, a fake disclaimer that said we were number one when we're not.
Yes, they would.
We are number one. It's a fact.
I'm with you.
And I'm glad the DJ from WHFS listens.
That's okay, good. Great. Good for him. Offered for the contest.
Thanks for, you know, your thoughts. Your heart was in the right
place. You're looking out for us. Thank you, my friend.
I'm down with you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, thank you, homie.
Bye, buddy. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You know, frankly, WHFS is perhaps the biggest embarrassment for Infinity Broadcasting across America.
Mm-hmm.
For a radio station that is allegedly a heritage alternative rock station,
right?
For them not to even be ranked in the top 20,
mm-hmm.
that's embarrassing, man.
Very embarrassing. And, you know, they weren't always that way.
Mm-hmm.
When they were more freeform than they are now, when they weren't the formula alternative,
they're like
station.
Z104 now.
Yeah.
They, you know, way back when, there was a day where, I'll tell you, and you know this,
yeah,
disc jockeys listened to that radio station
sure
because they wanted to hear new stuff.
Right. Yeah, now they play the same 20 records just in a different order every day.
Right.
Please, that station's an embarrassment to Infinity Broadcasting. You know, what Infinity should do if they were smart?
What?
And maybe somebody, I know someone at HFS is listening now since they just called in. You should just fire all your disc jockeys and fire the program director and just simulcast K-Rock in Los Angeles.
Right.
Because that's a decent
mm-hmm.
alternative station, KROQ.
Mm-hmm.
World famous KROQ. They play good music. Not the crap HFS plays. Please, there's a reason you're getting beaten in the rings by Wash FM.
Blah!
You know, let me say, when you're the station that WTEM can piss on,
oof.
You're really, really taking it up the butt.
That is an embarrassment.
And that is the absolute gospel arbitron truth.
Here's a tape of WTEM.
But they beat WHFS in the ratings.
Oh, my God.
They do.
Amazing.
Hey, you know what? Go upstairs.
I don't look on the second page very often.
See if HFS is the third page station.
Third page.
Yeah. See if you got the ratings. See if Jimmy's got the ratings up.
He's a human calculator, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
it is all memorized, and it is in his brain right now.
I just don't have the numbers with me, but
you do remember that third page, though.
That's sure I do.
You deserve extra credit for remembering that third page.
Sure.
Not just tossing it away.
See, because the way the ratings come out is when the computer feeds out the ratings, you get the first page is the top 10 stations.
Right.
The second page is the top 20 stations. And then the third page, these are the stations. It might as well be WNBL,
okay.
W Nobody's Listening.
Below the line.
I need a copy of the last book, the book that just came out last week.
Jimmy's not here. He's having a wisdom tooth out. The cage is checking.
Yeah, that's a tough job, too.
Charlie's got the numbers.
Sorry?
Going through the chin. To make a small incision right in the bottom of what's left of his chin.
Well, Jim McClure's so stupid, he should have no wisdom teeth. There should be no problem taking out Jim McClure's wisdom teeth.
Why, a man with no wisdom can have no wisdom teeth.
Oh, yeah. Hello?
This is no wisdom.
Hi, Charlie.
I'm looking at them now.
Okay, give me the Monday through Monday of the week. What's the WHFS ratings during the week for the whole station?
The whole station, they have a 1.8. They are 18th.
1.8, 18th place.
Arrow's ahead of them.
Are they getting beat by classic rock?
And T.O.P.
All right, how do they do in the morning? What's their share in the morning?
Let me look.
Do they not show?
No, they do. They're 20th with a 1.3.
All right, how about middays?
Wave is ahead of them.
The God station.
Yeah. Yes.
How about middays? How does HFS do middays? This great heritage station that people in the industry kiss the ass of. Yeah, nobody notices it. Nobody in Washington, D.C. listens to them.
Midday. So far, none of their ratings are on the first page.
Oh, they're strictly second to third page.
Right. They are trailing WTOP AM. They have a 1.7 and they are 19th.
All right.
Okay, now let's go to the all-important afternoon ratings.
Afternoons.
And first, I'd like to know our share and our ranking, and then I'd like to know WHFS's share and their ranking.
Well, this particular book, we were tied for first.
And what's our share?
6.2.
A 6.2.
And in the afternoons, they have a 2.0. They're 18th.
Hmm. Well, good. So let's see. 2 times 2 is 4. So we've already more than doubled. They should shut their fat mouths.
But you tripled their rating.
Right.
Yes, that's right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Two and two is four, and two more is six. How about go to, let's see, how about, they're a male-oriented station, right?
Sure.
They play alternative rock.
Right. Rock.
Let's go to some male demographics.
Okay.
And let's see how we do against them in the afternoon. Since we're allegedly the number one station.
You want to stick with afternoons?
Yeah, just afternoons. Okay. You know, I know they
some might it. Say that number one to number 18 is smiting them heavily, but we're going to break out a few demographics that will show our dominance even more effectively.
They are still a part of the lovely Infinity family, nonetheless.
They are, but they are the black sheep, as you mentioned. I mean, hell, 94.7 gets better ratings than they do.
Okay, men 25-54.
That's good.
Where we have an 11-4.
And what is our ranking with that?
First
with an 11.4.
Second place has a 5.3.
What is HMS?
We basically double between first. We double the second place numbers.
Yes, we did.
What does HFS have, though?
A 2.4.
And what's their ranking?
15th.
Oh, so let me see. Oh, we're number one with an 11 share, and they're number 15 with a 2 share.
Mm-hmm. Men 18 to 49?
All right, now some would argue that that might be WHFS's demographic, a little bit younger.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, how do we do there?
We have an 11.9. We're first.
And what do they have?
Well, second place has a 6.5, which is not HFS.
Mm-hmm.
What are on the first page.
What do they have?
They have a 3.2.
Hey.
They're tied for 10th.
There you go.
Okay, so I think the case is closed there.
Mm-hmm.
And WHFS, the disc jockeys, should shut their fat mouths.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Charles.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Charles Loring Roy Hill.
We don't lie about that crap.
No.
They can't. Hey, look. Hey, HFS, man. Yeah, the alleged fat guys. Allegedly number
elderly
one.
Elderly fat guys.
Allegedly number one.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly my ass.
There you go.
I just heard the ratings.
Right. Pete, what do you have to say about those guys over at HFS?
Eat my bung, dickweed.
Right.
Go, Bob. On my knob.
Hold
yes,
on.
Munch.
I got to break in with a bulletin. The guy with the dog and the monkey's back on the phone.
Yay.
Oh! Hey, monkey man?
Yes, me.
Dog man?
Monkey dog man.
Have you gotten over your fear?
No, I haven't, but what I can do is I can record it for you.
No, listen, I can't
run the risk of showing up down there and having somebody meet me at the door or something as I bring the dog.
No one is going to meet you at the door.
We're just going to have you put chocolate syrup on the dog's stomach.
I can record it.
Last chance. How about you just bring your monkey down and just let your monkey run around the studio.
Yeah, can't you just bring your monkey down? We love monkeys.
Yeah. We've never had a monkey in the studio.
Don and Mike have always wanted a monkey on the show.
Does he bite?
No, he doesn't bite, but he wears a diaper, and sometimes he takes a diaper off, and, you know, if he does his business somewhere, you know, it's not my thing,
You know what? I'd give you a prize if your monkey came down and took a crap in the studio. how about it? What's your name, Fred?
Fred.
How about you just bring your monkey down tomorrow?
All right, where are you located?
Hold on a second. Okay.
All right.
That's how you close that deal.
And then you work the dog in later.
Yeah. Well, let's get the monkey first.
First things first.
We can get any dog down here.
Sure. Or we can get an intern.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I want you guys to get off your high horse about HFS.
Why should we?
Well, you sat there and railed on HFS saying they were third page, 30th. Mike was giving you props because you remembered that great stuff. And then when you break out the book, you find out they're not that bad.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me run through those ratings. In the overall ratings, we're in first place and they're in 18th place.
When we were 14th place, we had one ratings book where we went to number 14 in the afternoon. And let me tell you something. We had guns in our mouths.
Okay?
We were suicidal when that happened.
Do you understand that they're talking about us on HFS about our alleged ratings? What don't you understand about a rating that was just read to you on the radio that says we're number one and they're number 18?
Well, what would you have them do? Stop being a radio station?
I would have them stop running their mouths on the air about how we allegedly are the number one rated show, which was what started this whole thing.
Yeah, and it was predicated, if that's what they said, and it was called into us by a listener, if they said that, they were telling a lie. There's nothing alleged about it. We are number one in the afternoon. We are. That is a fact. And when you say it's alleged, you know, that's you're BSing your audience.
And they're number 18.
But they're not as bad as you said they were.
How many stations are ranked in the afternoon? I believe 21. So, okay, they beat three stations in the afternoon.
It was relatively close.
As a radio station, they're on the third page. As an overall radio station in Washington, D.C. But go ahead, hang up.
Well, now, how's JFK on as an overall radio station?
Frankly, overall, WJFK is, I think, the 12th ranked radio station. It's not a great performing radio station.
Well, so in that context of the overall radio station, you can't take it at
Sure you can, because there's a big difference between being number 11 and being number 22. And if you want to look at the demographics that advertisers care about, across the board, WJFK is the number one radio station.
But again, what would you have them do? Stop being a radio station?
You know what I would have them do for the final time? I would have them stop talking about how we are making up our ratings, which is what started this whole thing.
And he answered that the second time. Did you hear it the first time?
Well, again, alleged, because this is a caller that called in saying that.
You mean alleged now? Now it's alleged that that's what they said?
Certainly.
Oh, okay, well, I mean, that's...
You don't know that, and I don't know that. I didn't hear it.
Listen, why would someone call in with the name of a disc jockey I've never heard of and make something up?
You know the makeup of your listeners.
Yeah, but we both think that that was probably true. You can't ever, you know, say 100% that what somebody calls in is legit. But it sounded legit. It sounded like that, you know, he gave the disc jockey's name.
Which
he put it in context.
Allegedly. It's probably true.
Yeah, okay, so you agree it's probably true. So
allegedly.
So what's the problem? Listen, even if it didn't happen, what's the problem?
You were on your high horse. Mike was giving you props for remembering all this great stuff about how, and it wasn't in fact the case.
No, it is.
Hold on. Well.
It is the case. They are not doing well. That is a poorly rated radio station. That is a poorly rated afternoon show. When we're in first place and they're in 18th place out of 21 stations, how do you rate that?
But what's my alternative? If I want to listen to alternative music,
then listen
where
to
else
it.
Do I
then,
go?
Then congratulations. Listen to it. Then you're part of the people that make up their 18th place ranking.
But if they're going to talk about our ratings, we have every right to bust balls.
And frankly, you know, we don't give a crap about HFS. The stuff I told you, the behind-the-scenes stuff, that's all true.
And I got news. When you're number one for the better part of 15 years, you can ride that high horse a little bit once in a while. Especially when a station that's wallowing down in the cellar, you know, decides to take a shot at you. That gives us every right in the world to jump right on our high horse and ride it right up their butt.
I guess you did suggest. What would you suggest then for them to get it up in the team?
What I suggest for their ratings? I told you what I would suggest.
Yeah, that's right, you did.
That they should simulcast KROQ in Los Angeles, which is a quality alternative station. And frankly, the stuff that I told you, the behind the scenes stuff, is true. Within Infinity Broadcasting, WHFS is a gigantic disappointment. A gigantic disappointment in this company. It is.
But again, they're not going to get rid of it.
I would not say they're not going to get rid of it.
What would you say has been their trend?
Their trend over the last 3 years has been down further and further and further.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Well, then make sure they stop talking about you guys.
I think he's come around. Yeah. Hey, you got every right to enjoy what you enjoy, and you know, I mean, that's fine. It's just you asked the initial question as to why we did what we do, and that's because if they're, you know, that's the last thing they should be doing is trash talking this radio station when they've got their their own issues to deal with.
You know, and we don't lie about our ratings. We don't.
We're proud of it.
When we had bad ratings 5 years ago, the first thing we did was come on and say, oh, my God, we got our ass handed to us in this book.
Exactly.
I can't help it that people listen to this show. They make it number one. God bless them. You're listening to it.
Certainly.
Of course.
And, you know, frankly, I mean, it might not be exactly the rank that he called, but Don does remember the ratings, and, you know, there are a lot of radio stations to keep track of, and he remembers who, you know, who was sucking wind and who wasn't. And I was giving him his props.
I know who did good, and I know who did bad.
Yeah. And there's nothing good about HFS. There's nothing good about that station.
All right, fellas, I pulled into the driveway. Thank you all very much.
At least you're out of that habit you used to have, which you used to get so much joy out of when you'd call me. Tom would call me on the phone, I'd be in the car or something like that, or like, you know, having one of my golden boy days fresh off the golf course or something. And I go, hey, listen, you got a minute? And that always makes me pause.
Sure.
Anyway, we got some problems. We are number 18. I'm like, what? Yeah, and then one time he did it to me where you hung up. I'll see you at the station. Listen, and the way he gets me is he goes, listen, it's not that bad. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. He's telling me not to worry about it. Meanwhile, the diarrhea is coming out as I'm talking to him. Then I get to the station. He goes, we were number one.
Yeah. April Fool. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Radio Gods. How are you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Thank you.
I'm good. Listen, I absolutely agree with you guys. You guys are awesome. Wow. I have no doubt. Yes. Whatsoever.
Thank you for agreeing with us that we're awesome. Well,
that's what that sounded like, didn't it?
Well, that's what you said. I agree with you guys.
I agree with you guys that you are all
you are awesome.
Mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely wonderful. But the thing that I'm interested in is you talk about how you do so well with the men. How well do you do with the women? Because I know
equally well.
Women are
equally well. The answer to that is equally well. When we say number one Arbitron rated. I mean, I don't want to get on a whole Arbitron thing here, but that's men and women.
Yeah, you can't be number one overall, which is what we are in the afternoon here in Washington. You can't be number one overall without getting men and women to listen to the show.
And the money demo that the advertisers care about is adults, men and women,
right.
25 to 54.
And we have always been strong in that category, and that is another one that's made up of men and women.
Yeah, so yeah, we do real good with women.
Well, I have no doubt of that, and I just want to say thanks, you guys. You keep my drive home just absolutely wonderful, and, you know, just
thank you.
Good work. You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you, honey. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey.
Just to let you know, Graham is talking a little more smack about you guys. I have to flip over to hear what he was saying, and he calls you guys, you know, fat and said that he didn't say allegedly. Guys hadn't seen your penises, and... about, you know, 20 years.
You know, the problem is, with some of these people that are calling, I really wish, I mean, if you're going to call and rat a guy out, get your facts straight.
You know, listen,
you mumble it, and I don't understand what he's saying.
What are you talking about, dude?
I just called to tell you what he was saying.
Okay, well,
yeah, and then you mumbled it, and you stepped all over it.
So just say it. What was the dickhead on HFS saying?
He said you guys were old and fat and hadn't seen your penises in 20 years.
And what did he say about alleged?
He said that he did not say allegedly.
Okay, well, great. Either way, if we're old and we're fat and we haven't seen our dicks in 20 years, we're number one and he's number 18. Deal with it.
I wasn't agreeing with him.
No, I'm talking to him. I'm not talking to you.
Just right.
Deal with it, you douchebag. And frankly, if you're trying to pull a Jack Diamond here to get a war started with us so we'll talk about you, forget it. You're not worth it.
I love that line from that, was it Landecker?
No, Larry Lujack.
Larry Lujack.
The eagle does not hunt flies.
Amen, brother.
And as long as anybody's talking about my kiss mine. Because I tell you what, it's big enough to turn the pages of the ratings book that show me at number one and you at number 18.
Get out of here. Jesus. It's been a festive show today.
Yeah. So many other disc jockeys.
I know.
F all these other disc jockeys.
I wish they were all gone. It was just us.
God. Someday, Mike.
Someday.
Someday.
You will.
Now, listen. I'm really going to get to this in the next break.
What is this that you've been talking about for the entire show?
Something very special for Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Can you give us some sort of hint?
If I give you a hint, you'll know what it is. So let me just say, I give you my promise now. As a husband, a father.
Yes.
And a number one rated DJ. That unless we get an absolute killer phone call out of the next break, we're going to talk about what's great for Rob in the next break.
Very good. We'll have to go with that.
Okay?
Okay.
So, really, Lisa, you know what? All we got now, people want to talk about other disc jockeys.
Some other guy. Some other day.
Okay? Well, no, you know, we've given him all he's going to get.
Yeah, no more with that. Let me.
That's
just,
it.
Hey, listen, whatever it is, honey.
Yeah.
Are you there? Yeah. Sorry.
We're done talking about any other disc jockeys. Ain't gonna happen. We give them too much. We give them too much when we talk about them.
But thank you for calling.
God bless you.
Because that's what you were calling about, right?
No, I was calling to tell you that the guy who called you to tell you about the HFS job.
No, honey. Duh. Right now, more people have heard about WHFS than have in the last year.
That's true.
The people who've listened to the show in the last 20 minutes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, that sounded like the real deal.
It did, sure. And you know what?
Maybe he was being strangled.
We need to talk to him, too, if he's going to go to Terre Haute to handle the Timothy McVeigh execution. Mm-hmm.
So much to do.
We got to talk to him. And we'll get to Rob's good news right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike show.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
Next to breast milk, the Don and Mike show is best.
All right, everybody, stop calling about goddamn WHFS.
Yeah.
You know, the disc jockey's talking about our wives.
Good.
Yeah, well, the disc jockey's getting a Woody.
Yeah.
Hoping that we will continue to do the rest of our show talking about him.
We won't.
Nope.
You have heard the last of him on this show.
However, just let me say to Mr. Brave Disc Jockey on WHFS, who's number 18 rated and wants to talk about our wives on his show.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to find out a little bit about you.
Ah, yes, absolutely.
And very soon we'll be putting the spotlight on you.
Very good.
Okay? Unfortunately, we don't know as much about you as you know about us, since you're a nobody.
Absolutely.
But we're going to find out about you.
Hope he doesn't have any of those pesky DJ skeletons that so many of them have.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, we've got them, but... The problem is, we're famous and everybody knows about our skeletons.
We'll just have to wait and see about yours.
Right. So listen, everybody, knock it off. You know, everybody's just calling that, going, oh my God, he said.
You know, the type of people you want in the lineup.
You know what he said? Very brave. Incidentally, very brave when you get into a disc jockey fight with someone. Mm-hmm. When, let me see, the way he's fought us thus far is to say that we lie about our ratings, which we don't.
Uh-huh.
Then to say that we're fat and we can't see our penises. Mm-hmm. And then to make fun of our wives.
Right.
Good. That's good. Mm-hmm. Keep it up. You keep it up, number 18. Bingo. Got my eye on you. Okay. Now to Rob's good news.
Now, what is this? I am dying of curiosity with this. The music is curiously sincere.
It's dark. No. The music is from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Ah, there you go.
Now, you might remember about... 2 months ago, how long ago was it, Robbie?
Oh, that's
2 months ago. Some guy calls us up one day. We totally stopped the show because
right.
We wanted Rob to be his lifeline on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And then, while they taped the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire show, for 3 hours, Rob, like a mental patient at Bellevue, sat in in an office,
right,
waiting for Regis Philbin to call him up.
And then the dick didn't do it.
Right, and we outed the guy on the air. We called him a dickweed. And we wasted a whole show on you. And
I think we all took turns, but I think I was particularly vicious in carrying this guy a new a-hole because I felt sort of you.
And you remember the dumb question that the guy was stumped on was something about flowers, and as it turns out, Rob knew the answer.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Rob knew the answer. And we never heard... Did we call the guy and try to yell at him?
I think we left a message for him.
Well, I think you left a couple messages because the voicemail box kept filling up. I mean, you spent a long time yelling at the guy.
Right. Because the guy pissed us off.
Pissed all of us off.
Just because he called Rob to be his lifeline.
Right. And we really... And the thing is, Rob did wait throughout the whole show. And then he didn't use Rob, and Rob could have helped him.
Right. And Rob was very excited, like was actually studying the night before and stuff like that.
Yeah, about some sources and whatnot.
So we're mad at this guy. And then this came in the mail today. A card for Rob.
Good.
And I'm going to read the card, if you don't mind.
I wish you would. I was sort of surprised myself.
Dear Rob,
I know this will seem like an odd card coming from someone who is, for all intents and purposes, a complete stranger. You must get all sorts of weird mail at the station. Sorry, no porn here. You must also have fans like me who think they know you because they hear you on the radio each day, but probably have no idea what the real Rob Spiewak is like. I used to hate it when you were first on the show. You're cackling. But now you're one of my favorite parts. Yes, I'm one of those radiophiles you and Don and Mike probably love to hate. I admire you for chasing your dreams. The dreams I chose to chase were quiz show dreams, which is why I'm writing you this card. Enclosed is your 1% cut of my winnings on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Thanks for being one of my phone-a-friends. Whether or not you knew Chrysanthemum, you were on call for me, and I know from on the air your impressive knowledge of TV and music trivia. Who knows? The $1.9 million question, if I had gotten to it, might have asked the weight of Elvis's chalk D and impacted colon at time of death, and I would have been on the horn to you. I know for the purposes of the show, you probably wanted me to call no matter what the question, and that by seeking you out, I made myself a public figure on the show, however briefly. I didn't actually get to hear much of what was said on the show because so much was going on in my life that week, but I certainly have no hard feelings. Please accept this as a gift to do freely as you wish. I see no reason for you to mention it on the air, though I realize I have no control over that. I wish you the best with whatever dreams you choose to pursue next. Longtime listener, Peter. Peter on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire won $250,000. And Rob received a check today, and he's already cashed it for $2,500.
Oh, my God. How awesome is that?
That's
and
great.
And we had just that guy.
We caught him an a-hole.
It really makes me wonder how much I could have gotten if I had been pleasant to him.
Oh, my God. Right here on the check, where it says the memo to Rob Spiewak, $2,500 for phone-a-friend.
That's wow.
Wonderful.
Truly stunned.
Oh, my God.
The guy, Rob?
The guy is truly more generous than I would have been.
That is astonishing. And there you are with my cash in your hand.
Great.
Look at Rob.
Look at that.
Congratulations, Rob. Immediately ran to the bank to cash in.
Yeah.
Rob, congratulations. New father.
If anyone's listening, though, don't tell Carrie because I want to surprise her tonight. I don't think.
Oh, that is fantastic.
So don't tell her.
Let's call the guy. Let's see if he's at home.
I hope he is because I really like
that. That is amazing. That's a significant amount of money.
It is. It truly is.
Oh, my God.
And I was looking at the card when Rob was showing it to me before the show and thinking, 1%, what a cheapskate. But then I remembered
he won $250,000.
He went a long way.
The guy won $250,000. They gave Rob $2,500.
That's fantastic, really. Yeah. That makes it all worthwhile.
I mean,
here we are, this guy.
Peter, please leave me a message and I'll call you back. Thanks.
Peter?
1%? Hey,
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
No, no, no.
I'm joking. Peter, Don, and Mike, seriously, where's our money? I mean, Rob would have never been your phone-a-friend if he wasn't on our show.
Right. Peter, that is a classy move. We salute you. What a nice thing to do for Rob Spiewak.
You are truly the world's most generous freak. I don't know why you did it, but God bless you, and thank you so much.
You have no idea how rosy red his cheeks are.
You have no idea, if there's anybody that loves money more than we do on this show. You gave that money to the right guy.
The one thing I love more than trivia.
You know Rob's level of distrust. He went to the bank and cashed your check
immediately
today.
Right.
My shirt never touched my back. But then, I thought you might be fickle. I know I would be. You might just be sitting there. Should I stop payment?
Wow, that's wonderful. That is terrific.
Peter Braxton, you're a better man than me.
Very nice.
If I had won the money, I would say F you to all my friends.
Yeah.
But you're a generous guy, and I suppose you shared the wealth with some other people, too. Nice job.
So listen, I know Rob. Now, what are you going to do with the money, Rob?
I'll give it probably to Carrie to let her spend it as she sees fit for Mother's Day. She handles all the money in the house anyway, so we'll probably buy something nice for Mother's Day and chip away at some debt.
You keep a little for yourself, right?
Yeah, I told her. I said, I got a check today for $800.
Yeah. There you go, Rob.
Anyway, Peter, listen. You're a good guy. That's a very nice thing, and it made Rob very happy.
Thank you so much, Peter. Call me in the office. I really would like to thank you.
That is terrific.
I really think you should have used him as your phone-a-friend, though.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Maybe Rob would have a larger check, but maybe Peter would, too. But that's $250,000. Nothing to sneeze at him. What a stand-up move that was.
You know what I just figured out? He gave you the 10% after taxes.
1%.
1%.
Yeah, 1%. Because I'm sure he didn't walk away with
$250,000.
Yeah,
before tax.
Right. Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
He's the nicest guy in the world. really, and you know, I thank you, my wife thanks you, my little baby thanks you. This money will come in handy.
And yeah, me and Mike say F you.
That's all right. I let you look at the money.
Yeah, thanks for, you know, using our show for all of this.
Yeah. I'm glad that we were able to help you win
right.
$250,000.
Nonsense. You fellows really helped grease the wheels, and I thank you.
Maybe some chocolate.
All right.
Goodbye.
Anyway,
goodbye, Peter.
Goodbye.
There he is, a real guy. See, and that's a real happy story involving Rob Spiewak, right?
Oh, I had no idea. When you started doing that, I had no idea what that was all about. Congratulations, Rob.
I mean, what are the odds of that? The guy wins the money and gives Rob, you know, $2,500 of it.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
If you ever won on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire,
yes?
Would you give us a percentage of your winnings?
Oh, sure.
Not a freaking chance. Hello, is this the last call for the talent show tomorrow?
Yeah, that'd be me.
Yes, okay, this is the last chance. I think we've got 10, 11, 12 contestants now, including the monkey guy.
Yay. He's going to bring his monkey by.
Bring his monkey by tomorrow.
And some chocolate syrup.
Yeah, and if his monkey poops in the studio, we're going to give him a prize.
There you go.
The monkey guy is tough to beat, but I'm going to offer up 50 live goldfish in melted butter to eat.
50 live goldfish in melted butter?
Yep.
Come on down.
That's a winner.
Come on
all
down.
Right.
See you tomorrow for the talent show. Hold on.
Okay.
Let Lisa get your information.
You got it.
I think that'll round out the field.
Yes.
Nice field.
You know, we got the guy with the potato gun.
I'm glad we got a goldfish eater.
The naked chicks. Mm-hmm. The guy with the goldfish.
The worms.
Yes, the worms. Mm-hmm. All of and tomorrow on the show, all of that, and a monkey. All of this will be available on DonandMikeFans.com via our first ever webcast.
We got it all. We got a little song, a little dance, a little seltzer in your pants.
I think that should be the name of your guys' first book, Everything and a Monkey.
And now it's time for Guy Birdley.
Yes, it is. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
It's Buzz. Oh, I forgot the guy who's going to paint with his penis also.
Yeah. I guess the top story is going to be Rob's windfall profit.
How about that?
It should be. If only I'd known.
What is the lead, Buzz?
Tonight, more cameras go up to keep an eye on you.
Oh, great. Great. Look at me.
I'm looking at one right now.
Oh, yeah, our webcam.
Right. It's hot in our studio.
Oh, and also you'll see Mike's feet tomorrow on the web.
Yeah.
Those beautiful feet. Stay tuned, everyone.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
Professional. Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Ladies, let them read your lips. Don and Mike.
Buzz?
Yes?
I would only do this for an emergency.
I know.
Robbie's Millionaire Guy's on the phone.
All right.
Excellent. Hello, Peter?
No, this is not Peter.
Oh. Hey, Rob, get the music. Where's the millionaire music? Who's this?
Hi, this is George from Fort Myers.
Yes, hi. Well, what do you want?
You had quoted Larry Lujack as saying the eagle does not hunt the fly.
Yes.
I thought it was the eagle does not soar with the fly.
No.
How would it be the eagle doesn't soar with the fly?
Larry Lujack sent me a letter when I worked in Chicago, when I competed against him.
Okay.
He sent me a letter when I was talking about him on the radio about how he's old and his show sucked. He sent me a letter that says, Don, the eagle does not hunt flies.
Flies don't soar, sir.
What do you care about Larry Lujack?
The reference I remember referred to him against Steve Dahl. And that's all.
What? You are a total radiophile.
We apologize for that.
I mean, you really are a radiophile. And he might have said something similar to another disc jockey.
I'm sure that was his standard line. We've used it against 30 or 40 disc jockeys.
But I felt special because he sent me a letter.
Well, and I think that's great.
So it's but do you understand, how could it be soar? The eagle doesn't soar with the flies. It would be the eagle doesn't hunt the flies,
meaning
the flies are too small.
Big prey doesn't go after someone who's little and insignificant,
right.
Although...
Now, please, for the love of God, acknowledge that.
I will acknowledge that the eagle does not hunt the fly.
No, the eagle... Okay, right, because the fly is so small.
No, he just said it wrong again. The eagle does not hunt with the fly.
No, the eagle does not hunt the fly.
But the eagle soars much higher than the fly can. Therefore, it's not
right.
A worse.
I don't believe this.
I don't believe it.
I'm arguing with some idiot about a disc jockey a letter from 25 years ago.
A letter that you received.
Yeah, a letter that I got. And you're calling to tell me, listen, never mind, F you.
I love your show.
But, I mean, really, you know, I hate it when somebody is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a personal note that was received. And beyond that, what you said doesn't make sense. It would not make sense semantically.
And you're a radiophile.
And then you just can't deal with it. You can't just acknowledge it. You have to kind of smarm out of it.
I mean, I know this is not important to anybody, and frankly, it was a throwaway line.
Yeah. I love the line. I really...
I used to work at this station, WLS, with Larry Lujack, and I told everybody how he tortured me when I worked there.
And I think when you say it, I ask you every time, what is that thing with the disc jockey?
Yeah, Larry Lujack.
Because I love that line, the eagle doesn't hunt flies.
And then when I left WLS, I went to WBBM, and I did a morning show against Larry Lujack, and I talked about him every day.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I came in and I got a letter from Larry Lujack that said the eagle does not hunt flies, and what made me happy was that even though he was telling me that, the fact that he was telling me that told me that I had gotten to it.
Right.
And it was such a great line that I stole it, and we use it on this show all the time, and we give him credit. And you, where are you in all of this? You're just some schmuck who's listened to the radio?
I used to listen to Larry Lujack many years ago.
Okay,
so what do you, after all that, and after it's been explained, I think you have to summarize everything. It's your job. It's your responsibility.
Yeah, clean up this mess.
Clean this mess up that you started.
The summary will be, I apologize for...
No, we're not asking you for an apology. Just give us a summary.
Just so we make sure that you get it.
The summary is that the quote I remember is that the eagle does not soar with the fly.
Okay. And the quote you remember from what?
Either his biography.
Either. You know, it's always good when you start with either.
Okay. Well, my quote that I'm referring to is a letter that I received from him because I knew him and I worked with him and then worked against him. So I think I'm a little more qualified to comment on that particular quote than you are. And if I'm not mistaken, you called to try to correct me on the quote. That was the reason you called.
This is true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the summary.
So
that I'm talking about an experience that I had with someone. You're a partial observer to this, at best. And you effed all the facts up.
You've embarrassed yourself. Apologize to yourself.
Yeah, don't apologize to us.
I hate it when you pile on, Buzz.
I'm sorry. It's just
but
so
it is
obvious.
Your news. It is your news thing.
Oh, it's just so obvious.
I'm sorry. I thought that this was the Rob's Millionaire guy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Peter?
Hey.
Okay, now, finally, is this Rob's Millionaire guy?
This is Rob's Millionaire. Do I get a Purple Heart for waiting on the line after the last call?
Yes, you do. Yes. That's correct. And more importantly, I hope you got our phone message or you heard us on the radio.
A friend called to tell me that I was on. I'll head home later and be sure to listen to that.
Yes, you. We gave you your props there, Peter.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad you liked it, and I've been meaning to do that for a while, actually.
Well, it's so kind of you. I was truly astounded because all of us, and I think me in particular, were a little rude to you after that whole thing went down, and for you to do that was really very surprising, and thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome.
Isn't it funny to hear Rob humble?
Yeah. It is funny. Well, that's what a couple of grand will do.
That's right. Yeah.
My friend said he rushed right out to the bank and made sure to deposit it right away.
Yeah, he did.
No, I cashed it.
No, he cashed it. And when I came in today, he fanned the money in front of me, a la Regis, to say, look at this, $2,500.
Cha-ching!
Exactly. Wow.
That's great.
Well, you're a good guy, Peter.
Well, I won't be mailing you my little blue novelty check that I got on the show, but I hope that does.
Oh, do you actually get to keep the big check you get?
Oh, it's actually a little tiny one. I was disappointed to get the big novelty golf tournament size.
That's pretty funny.
That is funny.
Okay.
This is now starting to get near off-air quality phone call. I mean, if you'd like to discuss his big novelty check and stuff with him.
I'm just being pleasant.
Why don't you call him personally?
Why don't you call the guy off the air, Rob, really?
Maybe I will. Tonight, Peter, I'll give you a call.
Okay. Well, let Buzz get back to his news.
Peter, again, you're a great guy. Thank you for being so generous with Rob.
That's a stand-up thing to do. That was
very kind.
Terrific.
A good move.
Thanks very much. You guys have a good night.
And this, would it have been too much for you to throw $25 my way at $25 my way? Like 1/10 of 1%?
Well, I'll
I'll get that in the mail.
Yeah, right. Okay, right. No problem.
All right, thank you, Peter.
Hold
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. There he is, Pete.
No.
Rob's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire guy.
So please, if you're listening at home, please make a note of the fact that will be the first time you will ever hear Rob's up.
I know when we called, we were a little rude to you.
Especially me.
Especially me.
Especially me.
I like him.
He's the minister of hate.
Sure.
He softens to an absolute blob of jelly when you put money in his pocket.
What's not to like about Peter? Good all-American boy. Got his head screwed on straight. Like that guy.
It's not to like.
Right. All right. Hi there, Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike. A lot of us didn't like the idea of red light cameras, but they're already up.
I don't.
They do appear to be saving lives, according to statistics.
Please.
But now...
statistics can lie, Buzz.
Now,
whose life are they saving?
Now comes the speeding camera. A radar gun.
Oh, no, I don't want to hear this.
A radar gun and a camera mounted on a pole. You speed by. It takes your picture. The city mails you a ticket. Now, the New York Post says the mayor's office there is asking for that state's permission to put up these speeding cameras.
That's very bad.
AAA and the ACLU are against this kind of surveillance.
It's Big Brother. That's what it is, Buzz.
Even though 80% of AAA's members say they like the idea...
80%? That surprised me.
Surveillance, isn't it?
Surveillance, I'm sorry.
In Chantilly.
Yes.
Not Chantilly, it's Chantilly,
Virginia.
This
is terrifying, gentlemen.
And by the way...
this is really terrifying.
Cities around the country are hoping to install the speed cams as well, and so is, as of announced today, the National Park Service.
Well, no, I don't have a problem with the park service.
Well, nobody wants anybody speeding through the park. The point is, before you know it, as Mike pointed out, it's frightening. Cameras are going to be everywhere.
Well, aren't they pretty much everywhere anyway?
Not yet.
This park service is very bad because the park service has the GW Parkway, which
right.
the speed limit is 50, and
right.
I've never seen anyone drive 50
That's
on the
true.
Parkway.
That's true.
And I've been through Acadia National Park. Yeah, there are campers there, but we don't need the speeding cameras. Okay?
Okay.
It is, you know, the ones where I go over the speed bumps.
How about a picture of the campers getting out of the way?
Well, that's bad. I don't like the whole picture thing.
No.
I've been nailed for that going through the red light.
Have you gotten one of those?
Oh, I told you I got one about 3 or 4 months ago right up there by the Exxon station. And it's a pisser because you get this thing at home and...
Right.
I mean, you're nailed because it's...
How do you fight it?
It's a picture. The lights turned red and... there I am going through the intersection. It's got my license plate. Like, you're screwed.
This really is, though, the beginning of it. This is really the beginning of, you know, people have talked about Big
1984.
Brother.
1984. This is the real
deal. Read the book.
This is the beginning.
Listen to the album.
Of Big Brother taking over the world. It's going to be the speeding cameras. Then it's going to be the red light cameras. Then it's going to be surveillance cameras everywhere you shop. Any public place you go into.
I think right now you pretty much got that everywhere you go anyway.
In stores.
Shopping.
Yeah. That's private property. So, you know, that's almost okay. But to have cameras in public everywhere,
well,
that's a little
it.
Scary.
That's it. When I go Christmas shopping this year, I'm wrapping myself in electrical tape.
I was just spotted because there's Mike, the guy in electrical.
And the tape.
His little eye slip.
It's Mike from the Don and Mike Show. Buzz, hold on a second.
All right.
Hey, can I have a gift wrap, please?
Hold on. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, today's show is pretty much our tribute to local radio.
Yeah.
Amen. Tomorrow, the talent show. All the acts on the web, www.donandmikefans.com.
That's right. It's going to be a great show.
You'll be able to see all of the acts live on the web as we give away $5,000 laser eye surgery from Witten Laser Eye Associates. Also tomorrow on the show, Hollywood star Leah Remini. She doesn't know this yet, but she's going to be calling people's moms to wish them Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, because she's a big TV star, and she's the only big TV star that we have as a friend.
Right. And also tomorrow we will get to the bottom of the whole Beyond the Mat thing with Mick Foley Mankind.
Bring him on.
We'll be on the show. He will be promoting his book. He will be talking about the documentary,
good.
And he's going to be setting up his appearance with us, I think, in June when he's actually going to come by.
Oh.
Friday, we're live from Portland, Maine, from radio station WZAN.
This Friday.
This Friday, day after tomorrow, with a live Las Vegas-style show Friday night from the State Theater.
State Theater, we're going to be doing the live show right after we get off the air.
You got it.
Ah, okay.
That's the schedule.
Ah, very good.
And now here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. No new developments in the case today, but Los Angeles police would like Robert Blake's lawyer to stop talking. The actor's lawyer has been talking almost ever since Blake's wife was shot to death Friday night. Police say they consider Blake a witness, not a suspect.
And here's Robert Blake now.
I believe in taking care of myself.
and a balanced diet and a rigorous exercise routine. In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches.
No, I want the tape with Robert Blake talking about how he likes Huey Lewis.
You like Huey Lewis in the news?
Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste. When sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically.
The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost.
This is only funny if you've seen American Psycho.
Yeah, but it's funny.
It is funny.
Even for a small segment of the audience.
You got to picture the guy putting on the plastic jacket
right.
While he's walking around his house like a mental patient talking about Huey Lewis as he goes and gets this big, gigantic axe.
Ooh. Professionally.
He just bludgeons this guy in the head with it.
Compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
But for our purposes, it's Robert Blake.
In 87, Huey released this. Four. Accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpiece is Hit the Beat Square. The song's so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics. But they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of trends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself.
Is that right before he starts
wailing on the guy?
Hey, Lisa, when you record this, because you got to give him, like, putting the axe in the guy's head. It's no fair hearing it without that.
It's right up to that moment.
Right.
And I do like the one where he's talking about his facials in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I believe in taking care of myself. In a balanced diet and a rigorous exercise.
Robert Blake.
In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches.
Hi, Buzz. I'm sorry. You were talking about Robert Blake.
That's quite all right, yes. And police say that Robert Blake's lawyer should stop portraying the dead wife as a bad person. Blake's lawyer has publicized letters that she supposedly wrote asking men for money and gifts and offering nude pictures of herself in return. A consumer group says teenagers have really taken to the new Alco Pops, sweet or fruity alcoholic beverages coming in flavors like lemonade. The Center for Science and the Public Interest says teens are three times more likely than adults to be aware of these drinks and nearly twice as likely as adults to have tried them. The center says more than half the teens surveyed said they'd choose an Alco Pop over beer because it tastes better and it's easier to drink. A spokesman for the group says the government needs to put a stop to the marketing of booze to minors.
Oh, here we go.
I'm mad. I am mad. And yet still very self-conscious that I'm going to write a book.
Be a guy.
I'm going
to
talk.
It's supposed to be a guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it right here where it says Consumer Speaks.
Yeah, yeah.
Cartridge number two?
That's yes, number two, right.
Who is it?
It's a consumer spokesman, a Center for the Science and the Public Interest.
Gotcha.
And I'm Tuck the Butcher now. I should come up to her name.
No.
I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you better start frying them eggs a little bit better than what you're frying. I'm tired of eating sloppy, slimy eggs.
No, that was Robert Blake.
You're not going to believe this.
I hear you. Here's your tape, Buzz.
Alcohol producers have begun aggressively to market starter booze aimed at entry-level drinkers and consumers who don't like the taste of alcohol.
Incredible!
But true. A spokesman for the liquor industry says it doesn't aim these products at kids.
Jerry Nav. Well, I can't say that name. Sometimes without clouding up.
Emotional spokesman for the liquor industry.
The intended market are adults who are 21 and older who do, for whatever reason, enjoy a sweeter taste in beer products or other alcohol products.
Yuck.
Incredible!
A new study out of prestigious Columbia University says some gays can turn straight if they really put their minds to it.
Fag!
Gay rights groups are furious.
Of course.
The study focused on 200 so-called former gays who said they were able to change their outlook through therapy, support groups, self-help books, and heterosexual mentoring.
Don, baby, how's it going?
The study says more than half are now living a straight lifestyle with good sexual functioning. The study defines good sexual functioning as having satisfying straight sex with their partner at least once a month.
I mean, that's queer. No pun intended.
Right.
That is really a bass-ackwards view of homosexuality.
It's a little surprising that this study would come out of this university at this time.
Leave him alone.
Only rarely...
Leave Homo Joe alone.
They say that the good sexual functioning includes only rarely, if ever, fantasizing about a same-sex partner during sex with an opposite-sex partner.
But a psychologist at the University of Washington says more than half the folks in the study were referred to the study by a group that considers homosexuality a developmental disorder. They also say there's a very high failure rate.
Don, baby, how's it going?
For those who try to change.
So, in other words, it's learned. Learned behavior.
That's what this study would lead us to believe. But
let, you know, lead your own life. And I know everybody's got their own thing. I speak for everybody on this show.
Mm-hmm.
We make homo jokes and lesbian jokes, but we do it because we make jokes about everybody, including mm-hmm. ourselves. I don't care if you're a homo guy and you want to have gay sex. You know, as long as you're not doing it in front of me,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't offend me. And I'm not offended by seeing two dudes walking down the street holding hands together.
No way. And people should back off. Too much of this going on. A lot of other things we ought to be dealing with. There are a lot of other things we ought to be thinking about.
Frankly, lesbians turn me on. I mean, I've never had a problem with lesbians.
Well, here's that.
And I really, you know what? And I believe in my heart of hearts that if you are going to be with another guy, this isn't something that's developed. This is the way you are. I mean, look at the crap they go through.
Yes, look at the crap you go through, Buzz. Who would choose that kind of crap?
We go through. Look at the crap Don and I take.
I know.
Oh, my God, I slipped.
Yeah.
I'm not yours, I'm his.
You and Rob. We could double sometimes.
You're I can't go on with this when you look at me like that. Rob, I'm sorry. Rob, I'm sorry. I got caught up in the moment.
What a day it's been for me.
I know. The ups and the downs.
Now, Biz, we're going to talk, mister.
Well, that's okay. But just bring that money home to your alleged wife.
My wife, Beard.
Well, the reality is that Survivor helped CBS kick some ratings butt again this year, but the reality stops there. Producer Mark Burnett now admits that some scenes in the latest series were staged with stand-ins.
You are effing me!
That overhead shot, the romantic overhead shot of Tina and Colby hunched atop a cliff, that wasn't Tina or Colby.
Oh, you are kidding me!
The river swimming race was also restaged later with body doubles.
Buzz, I would never tell you how to do the news, but this should have been your lead.
I thought about it, and then I thought, no, we're all just Survivor to death.
No. God damn, this is huge news.
I did. Well, anyway, they did this, they say, so the helicopter crew could shoot aerial shots without photographing the ground crew. Mark Burnett says he doesn't feel badly about this at all. He says, I'm out to make a good TV show.
Don't you feel cheated?
Well, this goes to prove that other person that sued Survivor, because they were setting things up and staging things. Once you do something like this, the door is open. I don't trust anything on that.
So you mean on that last episode where Tina and Colby had the reflective moment when it was them standing on top of the big landscape?
And they were way overhead in the helicopter, and they were just little specks down
and
there.
And the swimming?
Tube.
And the swimming?
Yes, and the swimming. You see, if they hadn't shot that separately and later, then we would have seen the other cameras around the people that we saw on the ground when we saw them in close-ups.
Well, who cares?
That's why he did this.
Let us see the cameras.
Exactly.
Don't give us the fake stuff.
It's going to be reality. Let's see the reality.
And you know, when you predicate your entire show on reality,
right,
and then you pull this stuff, that's not good.
Someone must have had him by the short hairs. Someone must have come to him and said, hey, we found out you're doing this, because I can't believe that.
Right.
On his own fruition, Mark Burnett stands up and says, hey, guess what? I
think it was in response to a question during an appearance at the Museum of Radio and Television in New York, and that was his answer. He said, yeah, I admit that I do that because I'm trying to make a good TV show.
Yeah, because someone busted him on it.
Not good. It's also become obvious, as I mentioned to Don the other day, that the soundtrack is heavily sweetened. The washing up of waves and the chirps of crickets and frogs are dubbed in later to give the show a more outdoorsy feel.
Yeah, Buzz said to me, and he was right when I went back and rewatched part of the show, he said, did you notice last night that they were in areas that didn't seem to have a lot of wildlife yet?
Right.
If you listen carefully, to your surround sound,
sure,
you hear all this stuff that sounds piped in.
They do it at a golf tournament.
Yeah, I know, they got busted for it, and they had to stop doing it.
Right.
We do the same thing on Survivor.
Right. They're making essentially a movie for you, you know, that they call reality, but you have to know that it's doctored for television.
Well, that sucks on ice.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, hold on a second,
all right,
please. Hold on. I'm learning something today. I'm learning that they're putting cameras up at stoplights.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that they fake Survivor.
Yeah, but the cameras at stoplights are real, though.
That's true. Nothing staged.
Survivor's
there.
Fake. But being gay is okay.
Yes, it is.
Amen, brother.
We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
They'll talk back.
better if you listen harder. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Don and Mike. I just want to mention in passing that Rosie O'Donnell, yesterday on her show, gave Colby from Survivor a Harley Davidson. That lets Tina Wesson, the winner, off the hook. She had told Colby that if she won the million, which she did, she'd buy him a Harley. It's a federal offense for game show contestants to make a deal like that. And Rosie headed off trouble by giving Colby the Harley herself.
Oh, big-hearted Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
With her staph infection in her hand.
And her finger.
Cut the finger, wipe, don't wash.
Parker!
Okay, so maybe it's not the weakest link, but it's still no competition for King of Queens. The new NBC game show bounced back in the ratings this week, winning the hour against its competition. But break it down by half hours, and the King of Queens came out on top again. And when Yes Dear came on, fewer people stayed with CBS, and more went to the weakest link. Experts say it's still too early to tell if the game show's a keeper. They say it's normal for a show to start strong and then taper off.
Well, we'll discuss that tomorrow with TV star Leah Remini.
But you might want to. VH1 broke new ground Sunday night when it became the first commercial TV network to air the sounds of real people really doing it. The show is Bands on the Run, and viewers say that what they heard was distinct and graphic. They say they heard the moaning and the bedposts banging against the wall.
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
The show follows four bands around the country. This week, one of the members of one of the bands took a groupie behind closed doors.
Booyah!
While the camera stayed outside with the rest of the
Open
band.
Open wide and swallow my spunk.
VH1 says it's gotten no complaints. The show normally airs after the kids have gone to bed, but this episode will re-air on Saturday at 6 p.m.
Go, Bob. On my knob. Ass munch.
All right.
Thank you, Bob.
You're back.
For some of the sounds you heard on VH1.
That was Pete Johnson with a groupie. Yeah.
Time now for a call 100 prize package selected especially for you. Be the 100th caller. Be assertive.
Come on.
Now be assertive at 877-365-3636.
Your bait.
Call 100.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Absolutely gross. That boy is a
P-I-G-P. Cleansing your ears with a daily DNA shower. The Don and Mike Show.
Open wide. Hi, Bud.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, the decisive seventh games in two NHL conference semifinals of this evening. The Toronto Maple Leafs and New Jersey Devils play their seventh game in East Rutherford.
Let me tell you something. If you like hockey, that is a game you don't want to miss. That's going to be a great hockey game.
Also, the Los Angeles Kings meet the Colorado Avalanche in Denver. San Antonio won twice at home and now goes on the road to face the Mavericks in Dallas in the third game of that best-of-seven NBA playoff series. In Philadelphia, the Toronto Raptors tonight will be seeking a second straight road win in Game 2 of their series against the Sixers. The Redskins have pulled their $500,000 qualifying offer to running back Skip Hicks off the table, and Hicks is now a free agent. The Skins instead signed free agent fullback Donnell Bennett to a one-year, $477,000 contract.
Great. Another guy from Kansas City.
Exactly. Seven seasons right. with the Chiefs.
Yeah, right. You like Kansas City the last 10 years with Marty Schottenheimer? That's what you're going to get this year with the Redskins.
Right. They're playing here now.
Right. They'll win 8 or 9 games. Yeah. Maybe they'll make the playoffs.
Yep. Then they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
No. Right.
No, join the Marty party.
Finally. The nose may have been foam rubber, but the rest of his parts were real.
I won't join the Marty party, but I'm a Dan man.
Me too.
In Moline, Illinois, police have arrested Chuckles the Clown for exposing himself in a Walmart.
Oh, now Buzz.
Wouldn't happen at Target.
Chuckles was hired by a food company to pass out balloons in the store. Wrong thing inflated. One customer says she was stunned to see the extra part of the show.
Mommy!
Chuckles, also known as Kimball McLean, now faces charges of public indecency.
The only balloon animal he makes is a snake.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Here we go! Yeah! Oh. I know we always think we could just stay and continue until tomorrow, but really.
Yeah, when there's a clown story to finish with.
We've got to separate for a few hours.
Okay. Yeah.
Tomorrow on the show, the What Can You Do show, the talent show, we're giving away LASIK surgery valued at $5,000 for both of your eyes. from Winton Laser Eye Associates, masters of laser eye surgery. Call 1-800-626-LASER.
All right.
We'll arrange a free in-office eye consultation. See it live at our first ever webcast at www.donandmikefans.com.
All right.
That's where it'll be on the web tomorrow. Also tomorrow, TV's Leah Remedy.
Hey.
And from the world of wrestling, our friend Nick Foley, Mankind. So tomorrow will be jam-packed. And Friday in Portland with a live show from WCAN and then a Las Vegas-style show.
At the State Theater in Portland. Rob's laughing because I really just burped off Mike.
Oh, hello. Ooh. Don and Mike's show.
It was the cushion.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
I am caller 100.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Well done. Hi, what's your name?
Willie.
Willie, where are you from?
Triangle.
Willie, oh, listen, you won a good prize. You won the Pull My Finger Volume 2 CD. This is the great new CD that has the farts, the belches, and the vomits. To order the CD, visit the website at www.pullmyfinger.com. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you.
Have a great evening, and we will see you tomorrow with a new episode. It'll be a busy show tomorrow. Thank you. Good night, Bud.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And now, Robbie.
Hi,
Fred. Mr. 1% of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
That's right.
Throw your Santa Claus hat in the air, please, just like Sidney Tyler Moore.
You might just make it.
Nothing but left.
Wow.
See you tomorrow.
Wow.
So long. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis here just saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. So let me leave you swinging.